want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question, if you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Oh, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Shout out to y'all guys. I hope everybody's doing good. Had a good show for y'all today. Kind of a little nervous because tomorrow I'm going to be visited by three ghosts to try to change my ways of being selfish, conceited, arrogant, rude, a jerk, an asshole, and all these things. And I got to prepare myself for that for tomorrow. But I wish all you guys a happy Christmas. Hope you guys are doing good. As always, guys, it's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. Been doing this for over 30 years. Nobody teaches what we teach, what we break down. And we make sure that we don't mimic anybody else. And what we're here is to do is to teach you game. So, gentlemen, what I ask all you guys to do, like I always ask all of you guys to do before we even start the show, gentlemen, I ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get your crayons out, man. Go ahead and get your notebooks out. Please take your pens, ask questions. If you have a question, call in. If you have a question you want to put in a thing, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman and you're having a problem, put a T in there. If there is something a woman says and throws you off, put a W in there, and we will answer those questions. We got you covered. We're the only ones that do all this stuff. So I want to make sure that we get all that taken care of. But also, guys, I always say before I shout you guys out real quick, I tell you guys all the time, if you're just listening to me, please, guys, go get your puzzle pieces. Please go to the mall, go to the Walmart, go to the dollar store, get a 100-piece puzzle set. Throw the box away, dump the puzzles, and begin the process of creating cool, calm, and collective in your mind. We are the only ones that tell you to do this. No one else on YouTube tells you about that at all. So what I want to do first, I want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, all the guys that are listening in the chat room right now. Shout out to you motherfuckers. I got love for you. Thank you very much for listening, all you guys. And those that are listening later on, I want to shout you out. But first, you know, before I shout you out, I want to give homage to the record breakers out there. Every day, every time we do a show, I'm going to shout out the record breakers. Guys, I shout out those that in the Man Mindset lore. You are the ones that hold the records for the most likes. And I want to shout out and salute you. Now, to all the ladies out there. Like I always say, you know who you are, how are you doing, what's up? And yes, I will be dropping the next poetry track really soon. So for all my poetry aficionados, I will be, it's called Giving You the Dick, I think. Something about, should I give you the dick? So it's one of those, I'm not sure if you even deserve the dick track. So I'm definitely working on that. But again, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be discussing, as we said before, we talked about it last night, just to kind of grow. We talked about a few things last night And we're carrying over from last night. If you are just joining us, hopefully you had the opportunity to listen to last night's show and soak it up to understand that we're trying to do something that no one's doing and breaking down the game on a level that nobody's talking on. The thing about this show, if you're brand new to this show and we pop our collars, is that we do not talk about generic things that are surface level. What we want to do is give you actual games. So many people out there are so surface level. They want to blame and talk about situations and all this other stuff. But again, we're going to get deep again today like we did yesterday. Guys, we got really deep yesterday. And we got deep the day before that. And we're going to get deep today because what we are showing you is actually the reason why you cannot put your bid in, why you're having trouble with women, why you are always questioning you. Excuse me. Why you always question yourself. Because, hold on. I'm sorry. Why you always question yourself. And what we want to do is we want to give you a different perspective on a deeper level for the single-minded man. Yesterday, we did something big. Now, we've always talked about the theater, but we're going to talk about going after, and we're here to destroy. We're on a seek and destroy mission, gentlemen. And let me give you an idea. So if y'all join us, what we're talking about today is how the single-minded man controls his power. How the single-minded man controls his power. Power over women, power over himself, and power over the goddamn game. Something that nobody will ever talk about, and we are the ones that's talking about it. And because I'm talking about it first, you know what? I got to put this out there, guys. Nobody's going to, hey guys, if someone else is talking about this tomorrow, you know where they got it from, because what you're getting is 100% authentic, 100% guaranteed. I am not taking this from any motherfucking body. I'm going right off the top of the dome on this one, gentlemen. So again, we are talking about, I'm going to say it one more time, we are talking about the single-minded man and how he controls the power over women, the power over himself, and the power over the game. And not only how he can control it, but what we're going to do also is we're going to talk to you and show you the steps that you're going to have to take to begin the process of learning how to control the power by doing some things that you never thought about doing. Okay, gentlemen, guys, if you want to call, let me check the phone lines. If you want to call in 563-999-305. I gave you the wrong number. That's the car. My mistake. God damn it. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong number. I'm sorry. It's 563-999-3056. I apologize. Wrong number. I apologize. All right? Okay? All right. I apologize. I'm sorry, man. All right. So we got you guys. I'm going to break all this down, man. All right. So here we go. Jared S. asked the question. He asked, has it been proven that American culture can't handle a real man mindset? Trump was a real man, called it like it was, and was confident. Well, Jared, here's the thing, Jared, that we talked about it yesterday, and I'm going to graze over it. But if you want to hear the gist of what we were talking about yesterday, go to yesterday's show. We showed you not one world, not two worlds, not three worlds, but we added the fourth world of four simultaneous worlds that are moving in one direction at one time. Weather, nature, the average male, and men are moving all in one direction at one time. And we broke all that down. So if you want to check that out, check that out. Okay, but you're right. Thank you, man. What the hell is that? Hold on with that. Thank you, Matthew. I wasn't even looking at me to see that shit. Thank you, Matthew. Shit. Oh, what the fuck is that? Lotion or some shit? Okay, so I know. Right, hey, Roy, a quick check in the mirror, right? No, man, I got the mirror right here. I can see myself. I just ain't looking at myself. All right, I'm good, man. I'm good. Okay, well, what I'm saying to you guys, I apologize. Thank you. Thank you for looking, Matthew. But what I'm saying to you young men out there is that it's not about American culture and what they can and cannot handle. If you listen to last night's show, you will understand that whatever happens with the weather is none of my business. Whatever happens in nature is none of my business. Okay, weather, it's none of my business if it's cold today or warm tomorrow. It's none of my business because I cannot control that. I cannot be concerned whether a seal doesn't get eaten by a shark or a bear eats somebody or a lion. It's none of my business. I don't care about nature, but I respect and I know it's moving on. Your question falls under the third realm, and this is the problem that a lot of you guys are always going to face when it comes to the game and controlling the power. One cannot control power when one is thinking about everything else other than itself to learn how to obtain the power. I don't give a fuck what the, and I'm not saying it to be mean to you, I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck what American culture thinks. I don't give a fuck what the next door neighbor thinks. I don't give a fuck what the man down the street thinks. I don't give a fuck what the bitch at Walmart thinks. I don't give a fuck about what the manager thinks at McDonald's. I do not give a fuck what people think because it's none of my business because I'm not operating here on a level in which I need to worry or think about something that is beneath me. And I don't mean beneath you like I'm better than them, but their thinking is not on my level. Or men like me, we don't operate in hearsay or I wonder. I wonder what the sun thinks about me today, and I wonder, did I hurt the raindrops' feelings? And oh my God, what does the bug think about me? We don't think on those levels because we are building and possessing a power in which the average guy cannot understand what I'm talking about because they're always focused on everything, everybody, everyone, but the most important person, and that is themselves. And that's what we're talking about today. But it's a great question, young man. I appreciate the question, but what you must understand, young man, in this, okay, in this, is that it's all about you, and that's what holds the power. You can't hold power worrying about motherfuckers. You know, I talk a little bit about this in the book, about Superman and General Zod. I talk about it. Just because Superman came first doesn't mean he's super. He just because he came to Earth first doesn't make him super. You must have a conquering mentality where you don't give a fuck about what the fuck is going on. Fuck everybody. And I don't mean it as a bad way. I'm not saying be mean to people or be rude to people. I'm saying that when you are truly one with yourself, you are never concerned about anything that's going around you when it has nothing to do with you. What a woman does or does not do is none of my business. If she says yes, it's none of my business. If she says no, it's none of my business. My business is the business of evolving me, making it about me, and not worrying about the very next man, okay? So that's what I'm trying to say, okay? Well, yeah, Kryptonite will beat Superman and Zod, right? It will beat them both, but we got to look at mentalities, though. Superman gives a fuck. He cares. He has compassion. He wants to do what's right. He wants to please everybody. And that's why you see him so weak with Lois Lane. You remember that Superman when he saw Lois with somebody, he got pissed off and he flew out of the fucking earth just because he was salty, bald and shit. That's the problem. Most of y'all guys got all this compassion and shit. Y'all worry and care. Why do y'all think I love Ebenezer Scrooge? Because that motherfucker never gave a fuck in the beginning. That end shit was like, TV shit. They gotta make a happily ever after shit. But he gave no fucks and he demanded respect. That's all he wanted. Gave no fucks, demanded respect, and did what the fuck he did. And that's why he's my goddamn hero. All right? So let's go ahead and get into the show. Guys, y'all want to call in? Area code 407, sir, can I help you? Do you have a question? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Dean? It's Damien. You know, I like the topic we're talking about, the mind. Why exactly is the mind working against us or against me?
Well, brother, the mind, okay, think about this. The mind isn't working against you. You have told the mind to work against you. Not only have you told the mind to work with you, but the problem is you actually think that you are your thoughts. You're not your thoughts, but your mind makes you think that you're your thoughts. And that's why you think the mind controls you, because when you see something, you have a thought. But when you believe the thought, you believe that story that has been told to you, that then you're going to, it's all about agreements. It's like, okay, so you see a pretty woman. Me and you see a pretty woman, okay? You're going to say, wow, she's beautiful. I'm going to say, damn, all right? You're going to say, well, what am I going to say or what am I going to do? Would she like a guy like me? Do I have what it takes to get a woman like that? What do I say? What do I do? How do I do this? How do I do that? I don't know if I'm good enough. She's this. You're saying all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying is, man, let me give her the opportunity to get with a real motherfucker. You see the difference? We see the same thing, but because how our mindset is, and I'll break this down because it's a very – that's a very fucking great question. Very, very great question. But see, here's the thing, like I keep telling you. The biggest problem that a lot of you guys have in all of this is that you actually think that what you think or the thoughts that you have are real. You are not your thoughts. You're not. Now, as I told you before, like the theater, you would rather just go into the theater all day, where I'm trying to get you to be an observer of your thoughts. See, I'm going to show you how.
I was going to say that.
Okay, I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say that because I thought it went through my head, like, you are not your thoughts. You're watching them.
Well, you're not your thoughts, but it's hard. Okay. See, a lot of people, all right, let me show you how the mind is such a great competitor. He's so smart. It is so smart. Not he, but it is so smart. Because it's smart enough to make you say something like, today's the day I'm going to talk to women. Or make a statement like, you know, man, I need to do this with a woman, or I need to make this move, or I need to get over fear, and I need to get over anxiety, or I need to watch this YouTube. He is allowing you. Remember, he gives you enough rope so you can hang yourself, because you actually really don't believe the statements that you're saying. You don't believe. See, I can say that I want to open a door, right? I can think that all damn day. I want to open a door. I want to open a door. I want to open a door. But in y'all's world, you say, I want to open a door. But then when you look at the door, the door is too pretty. The door is too tall. Am I strong enough? Am I tall enough? Do I lift enough weights to open the door? Do I have what it takes? Am I high value? Is the door's hypergamous nature? And it's just what it doesn't want you to understand is, it's just a door. It's just a door. But see, your thoughts make that door special, because what he's trying to do is self-sabotage you and hold you back. Well, like I'm saying, you never, ever walk up and say, I need to go outside and stop at the door and be like, oh, my God, am I tall enough? Do I look good? Am I smart enough? My apartment is too small. The door might not like me. The door might reject me. I don't know why. I gotta come up with a pickup line, a gimmick. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You but I'm saying that's what we gotta clear up. See, you see it, but you then believe the thoughts that you have of it. But what I'm trying to get you to see from the third view is it's just a door. It's just a door. And either you're going to go over there and turn the fucking knob and open that bitch, or you're not. It's just a door. But when you don't have a solid foundation of self, okay, call it, when you don't believe in yourself, you're open to believe the thoughts in your mind as facts. You think it's a fact that when you see a woman, you actually think it's a fact that you're not good enough. You see a woman, you think it's a fact that you're not the kind of guy she likes. Or it's a fact that you've got to be something special to get that woman. And you don't even, it's like the door is just a fucking woman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a woman. Yeah. But unfortunately, this is the problem because most of you young men, you don't want to move like a man. You don't want to move like a man because moving like a man means you got to go in the cave and go at the thoughts that you have. You must conquer. I'll keep talking about conquer. What do you think you got to conquer? You must conquer. You must conquer the thoughts. You have so many critics in your mind that you should never have a critic in your mind. Because what does a critic do? He's always evaluating you and trying to tell you you're this and you're that. But let's be honest here. Wait. But sometimes the critic is right. Because if you're watching these fake ass YouTubes, you're sitting on your ass. You're lazy as fuck. You're not getting any coaching and you're not trying to grow, all right? You're not trying to do any of that, right? Then what you're being told is the truth. See, there are lies and then there are truths. And then they're the ones that you really, there's the truth. Remember they always say there's his side, her side, and the truth? Well, if you're not building up your scribe, if you're not working on yourself, if you're not doing the things to grow and evolve, then what you're being told is the truth. And what he's saying is you cannot get that woman, and that is the truth. And when he tells you that you're not good, that is the truth. When he tells you that she's better than you, that is the truth. Why? Because you're not making it about you.
Making it about her.
Right, you're making it about her because, see, you're either going to make it about two different things. You're either going to make it about yourself or you're going to make it about her. You cannot balance it. There's no middle ground here. You can't make it about her and you. Now, you can make it about you and what you do to her, with her, text her, talk to her, put flavor in her ear, but that still falls under you. It doesn't fall under her. I'm sorry? Yeah, and you created it. Absolutely. 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 So that's what I'm trying to show you. And that's what I'm trying to get you. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. So what you understand is the mind is, and what we're going to talk about is what you got to do to have the power. Because the power you must have is over yourself, over women, and over the game. You have got to be able to communicate to yourself how you need to operate. That's self and game. Now, I told you it's not about women. But when you come across a woman, you need to make sure that you know what to do in the situation. And you ready how deep it is? I'm not talking about putting your bid in. I'm talking about when you see her, you're already past the first text message. You've already got it set when you're going to send the voice message, the video message. I'm trying to get you how it works in that fourth thing, how we move beyond our just where we're at right now. You have got to see it. Let me tell you why. Because your opponent sees it. When she walks up to you, she knows as soon as you open your mouth, she's like, okay, he's my chauffeur. 5 moves, I'm going to get him to drive me around. Oh, he's going to put up my Christmas lights? 10 moves, I'm going to get him to put my Christmas light up. Oh, he's just going to be a dinner? Oh, shit, 15 moves, he'll be cooking. He'll be not cooking for me, but he'll be buying me dinner. Oh, yeah, 20 moves, he'll be paying my rent. 15 moves, he'll be buying me shit. This is your opponent. This is what your opponent is doing right now. She automatically has you and guys like you marked already. Does that make any sense?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'll throw you back in. Do you have any other questions before I go?
I got one more question. Okay. I heard you in one of your videos, you talking about the hill. What exactly is the hill?
What do you mean? The hill isn't what? What was I saying about the hill?
I was watching one of your older streams with Rosebud, the one on importance of having a belief system. Mm-hmm. And you guys were talking about the hill, you know, like the hill of a woman or the hill of yourself, you know, all these. It seems like from my understanding of it, the hill is different things to conquer, basically. But I still didn't really understand.
I don't want to look at a hill. I would say more of a mountain. But yeah,
the mountain.
Yeah, it's see what I am trying to get you to see is that's why I tell you to get puzzle pieces. I'm the only one on fucking YouTube telling you to do this. There's not one fucking person that is teaching game telling you to get your puzzle pieces. Because the basis of the puzzle pieces is to begin to do the one thing that you do, but in a bad way, is communicate with yourself. You've got to learn discipline. You've got to learn patience. And that's what you're going to learn in that. But if you're not doing it, then you're not going to learn. And everything's just going to go over your head, man. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Dean.
All right, man. Get next question. You got a call. Just call back. I got you. But thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We'll throw you back in.
All right,
respect to you, man. Guys, you want to call in 563-999-3056. Question right here. He says, how can I set attainable New Year's goals by not setting any? It's that simple. How can you get confidence by stop going after confidence? How can you get over fear? By stop talking about fear. Y'all, it's not complicated. Stop making New Year's resolutions. Stop setting fucking goals. Because understand. Let me explain to y'all. And hope y'all understand. Let me keep the music. Why I'm saying this. Because this is very deep. Because y'all don't even understand what the fuck y'all doing. And it's like a sabotage moment. Okay? All right. I want y'all to peep game on this real quick before we get to the show. Listen. If you want to get rid of fear, if you want to get confidence or you want to set a goal, okay? Let's say that's just the thing you want to do. We got to look at your level of thinking. So the man that has no drive, has no discipline, has no passion, has no desire, and is lazy as fuck, do you actually think that when he says he wants to do something like that, it's going to happen? That's why it doesn't happen. Because that person's mind guy has them thinking that, you can be a doctor in a day. Come on. You can get over fear in a day and get confidence and obtain your goals in a day. You can't obtain anything on the level of your thinking. And that's why you are always failing, because you're trying to reach a goal of a goal of trigonometry or calculus, and you can't even count from 1 to 10. You want it, I keep telling you, like I think it's in 1979, if y'all understand it, watch the 36 Chambers of Shaolin. I keep telling y'all, you are always trying to go after get the 35th chamber, because you don't want to take the time to learn the first chamber and work your way up to the 35th. You want it right now. It's got to be right now. And you're always going to fail because you don't understand how that thing works, man. So that's why I would tell you, sir, don't do the goal. Don't do it. Don't tell yourself that you want to obtain. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's get into it. Let's get to guys. Let's get into the show. So, gentlemen. So I kind of talked to you before, and I want to tell you guys that again, the power that I'm talking about and why you are so powerful is because you actually, and again, we're talking about number four. We just called it four because I don't want to say realm, world, or whatever. I don't, y'all know what I'm talking about. Four. I mean, the men, okay, to be a man. Is that the beautiful thing is that you want women, you want relationships and all this other stuff, but what you want is why you're having the problem. You want women more than you want yourself. You want relationships more than you want a relationship with yourself. You want to fuck women more than you want to be with yourself. And I don't mean in a like fuck yourself type way, that you make everything about everybody except yourself. And that's why you're going to fail, because you don't control your thoughts right now. There's no influence over your thoughts when all you want to do is sleep with women, be with women, have a girlfriend, have a relationship. You should want to have a relationship with yourself. You should want to date yourself. You should want to understand yourself, because this is what it's about. And again, it's not complicated, because most of you guys don't understand this. Your thoughts, man, your thoughts are the reason why you are not growing, why we are nothing. We're less than 8 days away, 8 days. So for 11 fucking months and 23 days, you have wasted it. That means you have wasted another year of your life because you chose to do it your way versus the right way. And guess what? There's only one way to do it. Only one way to do it, all right? That's what's important, okay? All right? All right? And let me see here. W, women, invite you in. Invite you in, and how are you addicted? Lizzo, Lizzo, they don't talk to you that way, dude. That doesn't make any sense. Invite you in. How are you so addicted? Come on, Lizzo. Make it something that's real, brother. Don't just say things, brother. Come on. I got you. Don't waste it. Don't do that, man. But Tony, that's not a question, that's a statement. So you just gotta keep looking to find, okay? But let's keep going. So gentlemen, as I was saying before, y'all wanna call and I got you covered. When you guys out there learn how to change your mindset, there's going to be a domino effect, because you're going to change your feelings. You're going to change the triggers. You're going to change the things and really master who you are, because you've got to ask yourself the question, who is really in control of me? Who's actually thinking what I'm thinking, or telling me to do what I think? I know I don't want to do that, but who is actually controlling you? Who? And are they actually controlling you, or are you allowing them to run amok in your motherfucking mind? That's a question that you guys have got to ask yourself, okay? You've got to ask yourself this question, okay? And this is why it's so important. You see, gentlemen, so many of us think the game is about how many women I can sleep with, or The game is, do I have the strength to walk up to a woman and what y'all call approach when we say bid? That's not the game. The game will, anything that you attach that has to do with a woman first is not the game. You want to be with a woman. You want to talk to women. You want women to like you. But where is that man that's trying to like himself and understand himself and guide himself and trust himself and do those things? What do you do when your best homie collapses in a female's, or is it expensive himself? You no longer, hey, you know, I want to take his call. I listen to him carry on about his ex. Well, Josh. I tell you guys all the time, and I don't mean to say it like I'm a dick, but you can't bring no bitch. Don't, man, you can't call me with no bitch shit. Because if your boy called me crying about a motherfucker, I'm going to tell that bitch, look, this is the only time I'm going to tell you this, because I'm going to give you a warning like I give women. Don't you ever fucking call me over a woman again and cry, because I don't deal with your kind. I told you guys yesterday, when you cross over, you're not going to hang out with the humans. You're not going to hang out with the grass-eating lions. You're not going to do it. You have got to cut the fucking cancer off here and the cancer that's all around you as your buddies, your friends, the guys that can't get women. You got to cut that cancer off. You got to cut and get you money. I'm telling you, alone, you got to get rid of all these motherfuckers, all of them. You don't have time to hear him crying. You don't have time for hear him telling you, well, today might be, man, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Because I on the level that I'm trying to get you young men on, I don't want you to complain and whine like, she didn't call me today, and I wondered if she called me. Does she like me? Oh, my God, I just messaged her, and she didn't hit me back. What am I going to do? Should I? Dude, you better get the fuck out of my face with that bitch-ass shit. You must be around lions, wolves, fucking God. You cannot be around humans. They are just, listen, I'm sorry. They're a plague. They're a virus. Get the fuck away from them. They're a cancer. Remember I told you, they have to be what they are to keep the economy going. They are the ones that's going to do all the work for you. They're the ones that's going to take them to dinner. They're the ones that's going to kiss their asses. That's their job. Leave the humans to what they do, but stop hanging out with the humans, man. Stop doing that, man. It's nothing good for you hearing the motherfuckers cry. But anyway, let me get back to the show. Guys, I got a question. Y'all can add, put a Q in there. If you want to call in, y'all can. 515-605-9373 is the number. Hold on, wait. Oh, wait. Well, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry, 407. I actually clicked the button. You in. Okay. Yeah, but let me continue. Okay. See, I told you guys before, don't trust me. Told you guys before, each one of you and I at a time. We all were at a time until some of us broke free while the remainder of you stayed chained and enslaved to the thoughts that were handed down by mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, great-great-grandma, great-great-grandpa, meaning that you have that bullshit coming in from this side. Then you have the internet, you've got TV, you've got the radio, you've got newspapers, well, it used to be newspapers and shit, that are all trying to tell you how to think, because nobody wants you to think for yourself. The power comes in when you are self-sufficient and you are an independent thinker, a single-minded man. Everything that most of us were doing, even I was doing, came from my parents. Religion came from my parents. Fuck, they even told me about, I told you the other day, Santa Claus. Told me about Santa Claus. I used to believe in that little motherfucker when I was small. Oh, man, he ate the cookies and drunk the milk and shit. I used to believe that shit. And I'm not saying, you know, I understand that. That's kid shit. But adult shit, your parents have no right to force you into a religion. Your parents have no right to force you into a political affiliation. Your parents have no right. Now, listen, the only rights I feel a parent has is to teach you right from wrong, to teach you to be courteous, to say yes, please, thank you, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, excuse me, and thank you, all that. That's fine. But as far as religion, man, you are nothing but a handed down story. You were indoctrinated. We all were indoctrinated with religion or political affiliations and or that you're never good enough to make it. Whatever it is, we were all indoctrinated with it when we were young. But some of us broke the fuck free, okay? See, what I'm trying to show you is that I'm not trying to knock mom and dad, because mom and dad were trying to do the best that they can. So this is not here for me to knock your parents, and I'm not here to do that. I'm here to free you to get and have access to the power, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get you access to, the power. But until you can understand this, listen. See, it's okay when you were young to be somebody else's worlds and somebody else's thoughts and all this other stuff. And listen, I'm not here to knock you. If you believe the book or the fairy tale, if you believe in a God and you want to pray and you believe in a heaven and a hell and a devil and an angel and all that other stuff, I'm not here to knock you. If you are a Democrat or Republican, an independent, I'm not here to knock you. Listen, that is none of my business to tell you or look at you different. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that because y'all are some judgmental motherfuckers, you guys, and I'm not talking about judging a woman off of her political affiliation or a religion, you're judging her off of what you're not. You're always comparing yourself, and you don't even realize you're doing it. Comparing yourself to other people. Comparing yourself to other people's relationships. Comparing yourself to how other guys talk to women, how other guys text women. You're always busy comparing yourselves, okay? Which leads all of your thoughts to be created based off of somebody else's expectation other than yours. And because you are out, now remember, you're always outside of yourself. That's why I tell you with the puzzle pieces, you work the borders and work outside in. But you are still with your mindset. You're thinking about everything and everybody else around you and thinking that if that woman says no to me, that I'm a loser. If that woman calls me a loser, I'm a loser. If that woman doesn't say anything, I'm a loser, right? Expectations of everybody else, okay? And that's what I'm trying to tell you. We've got to get rid of that critic. There's something inside of you that doesn't believe in you because you have not technically learned who you are. Yes, yeah, exactly. Let me post that. Yes, comparing to women, yes. That's absolutely. There are guys out there that, you know, gentlemen, power is not knocking a woman. Power is not talking shit about a woman. Power is not or getting mad at a woman for saying no to you. That's not power. And that's not the, gentlemen, I keep telling you, that's not the thing that draws them in. I mean, I'm talking about the drawing. See, once you are, like I've always said, aware of who you are as a man, okay? And once you know what you can do, the first thing you must stop doing to gain power is to stop playing the fucking victim. Poor me. Life is not fair. Oh, she won't like a guy like me. Look at her. She's so pretty. Why can't I get her? Man, I took her on 5 dates and she's still not interested in me. What's wrong with me? Man, I wish I was taller. I wish I had a body. I wish my thing was longer, and I wish I was this, and I wish I was that. Gentlemen, when you are one with yourself and understand yourself and being in a position of power, see, the man that has power is always in a position of power, meaning that, listen, I am not my bid. I am not. When she smiles, she blushes, she laughs, that's not me. It's something that I do to get a reaction out of her because I'm only looking at what I need to do. I don't look at what needs to get done because too many of you guys, y'all are too busy looking way past. You see the woman, here you go. I got to get her over my house. I got to sleep with her. Oh, my God, I just got to sleep with her. I got to get her. I just got to tell her I want to smash. And then you're wondering why you ain't smashing. Because I keep telling you, your opponent has seen you so many times, gentlemen. These women have seen so many of you guys so many times that it's just crazy. But you must be able to come to grips. Let me check the phone lines if y'all want to come in. You got to come to grips with that, brothers. All you guys out there. You have to come to grips with that. Because if you don't come to grips with what I'm showing you, to have clarity and understanding, it's going to trigger things in you. You're not gaining power by doing the next thing I'm about to talk about. It's one of the reasons why you don't have any power whatsoever. You're too busy worrying about, ready? It's not only that you're worried about the woman, but you're worried about a future in which you're not even a time traveler to even worry about that future. What if is in the future? When you're all these what ifs and living in the hope business, I hope the sun, the stars, the moon lines up, and I hope she calls me. Oh, my gosh. I hope that she likes me. I hope that she's interested in me. What if I just, you know, I'll just be nice. What if I give her everything she wants and all this other stuff, man? See, as individuals that worry too much, you are worried about the fear of what is going to happen. And the reason why you worry about the future is because you have trained yourself to use the past as a reason to stop you from growing in the future. And that's what y'all don't understand about the game. That's why it's not connecting with y'all guys, man. That's why you can't do it. And I'm not saying, listen, it's not a bad thing. But remember, I showed you. Okay, wait. I had to keep it out. I would use my Thor hammer. I can't find the hammer. I think the hammer's around there. But remember, I showed you this, and this is so important. And this is 98% of you guys that are doing this right now. The reason why you worry and the reason why you are where you are, and like I told you last night, is that when you're listening to theory, you know, women ain't, you know, because women's nature and, you know, if you meet a woman that she's going to take your kids away. I mean, don't believe me. Look what happened to Dr. Dre. Look what happened to Jeff Bezos. Hell, look what happened to you might as well say, look what happened to Bigfoot. Look what happened to Loch Ness Monster. Look what happened to the Smurfs. I mean, that's how crazy that shit is. But when you don't have a foundation or a belief in yourself, it is as if as soon as you subscribe to theory and not real game, that person is taking you to the tool shed, giving you a hammer, and saying, build my banner. Build my fortress, build my castle, and build my throne. I'm going to sit high on that throne, and I want you to do the one thing. If this hammer is worship, who are you worshiping? Are you worshiping the theory or the guy that's telling you, you know what, don't get married, don't have kids, stay away from single moms and all other stuff? Or is this hammer building your world, building your culinary school, building your studio, building your guide, building you. What is your hammer doing? And it's something that you got to ask yourself. And no one talks to y'all about this because they don't want you to see this. Guys, you got a question, okay? Let me see. Hold on. I got you. I know you got a question right there. I'll post that in 1 second. Let me just check and make sure I check the questions and also check the calls if y'all want to call in. I got you guys covered. But this is what I'm saying. The only way you're going to learn how to learn yourself, like I told you before. I told you guys yesterday to go into your movie theater. The first step of this is being observant that you're the one. See, the power is not in saying I'm in a movie theater watching my loser life all day and not believing in myself. The power comes in when you say, holy shit, I have the power to choose the time of the movie. I have the power to buy the tickets. I have the power to sit down. And I also have the power to choose which movie theater I go into. It's not, I can't pull that out of you. That's why I tell you, don't believe me. You got to be able to do this for yourself. But if I, Boris, if I were to give you a hammer, honestly, and if you were honest with yourself, whose world are you building? Are you really building your world by learning you? Or are you building somebody else's world by listening to what they think women are? Oh, my God. Hey, you better not date that woman because as soon as you date her, oh, my gosh, she's going to take you for all you got. You want to know why? Because a guy on Venus met this chick sometime, and then all of a sudden, she took him for what he's got. And if it happens to her, oh, my God, it's going to happen to you. Y'all don't see it. You can't see it. You can't see it. But I'm asking you, in order for you to build and get the power, you must create the power. Remember what they're telling you. A man without power is like a king without a castle. You can't be king if you don't have your own fortress, solid on how you stand as a man. It's not going to work that way. But where they have all you guys at is that you have to learn how to not only you've got to stop, okay? See, your mind right now has a bunch of motherfuckers that's fucking with you. You got critics, you got worriers, but you also have people that are like troublemakers. You know what a troublemaker, like we're in school. There's always that knucklehead kid that was always picking on somebody, right? You know, because he can bully him, you know, and it was like a bully, right? Well, gentlemen, you have a bully in your mind. And this is the one that triggers the feelings, your frustration, your pain, your anxiety, and all this other stuff by doing what? Drudging up everything you did wrong. Why should you go talk to her? You remember the last chick you talked to? Remember, you didn't even know what to say. I mean, what are you going to say to her? Go ahead. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? How are you going to say it? And all this other stuff. And I'm telling you, you, in order to possess the power that I'm trying to show you, you got to be able to solve this shit. And what I mean by solve this is that you must attack. I mean, we must get you to go on the attack. Stop running away from you. And gentlemen, let me talk about when you run away from you. Guys, you got a question, put it in there. And if there's something a woman says to you, put a W in there. I got you. If you're texting a woman and you have a problem, put that in there. I'll spit yak. I got you covered. But a lot of you guys are not even understanding what's going on with you. So many of you guys just, you don't see it. Every day, every week, every month, and even every year, it's the same thing. I see them, I want them, but I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to approach. Gentlemen, again, it's not complicated. I don't like complicating it, but I I know, y'all, it's hard to believe, but it is easy as 1, 2, 3. It's that easy. See, the power doesn't come in the person that can write 1, 2, 3 or be able to say 1, 2, 3. The power in the person is to be able to do 1, 2, 3 and not look at the result of 3 and not let him be defined by whatever happens after he's done with 3. I can only do 1, 2, 3. That is all I have an understanding with myself. This is all I know. This is all I can do. But because I know I can do this, I can perfect this shit. Because I can take it, I can take this bitch to 1 A, B, C, D, E, F. I can take it to 1 square, 1 circle, 1 triangle. It could be 1 red, 1 blue. I mean, I can take this, if me saying something to a woman, as long as I stick to the core and the foundation, this is what I know I have to say and do. And if I am focused on the paper here of what I got to do, how can I be focused on anything else? How I keep telling you this, guys, is not what I'm showing you is not complicated. And I don't want you to think that I'm trying to give you something new. This is not new. And this is like, wow, this is new shit. No, it's just that simple. Okay. You want the power? The power is in 1, 2, 3. That's an ugly 3, but don't judge me. But the power is in 1, 2, 3. That's where you're. See, you think it's something more. No, it's here. Because here's the thing. If where is your focus? You got to ask yourself, because you only know your truth. Is your focus on step 1, step 2, step 3? Or is your focus on her titties, her ass, her lips? Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. Where is your focus on? Because, see, most of you guys, Steve, it can't be that easy. Steve, it can't be, okay? Okay? You can't be this. Steve, it can't be. There's no way it could be this easy. Steve, Steve, okay, put down the 1, 2, 3 and give me an idea of something else that I can understand to see how easy it is. Okay, let's do it. This is 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. But how you do 1, 2, 3, and 4, let me take down the comment. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Eve. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. But how you do 1, 2, 3, and 4, okay, it's totally up to you. You choose. If 1 is get the cereal, 2 is the bowl, 3 is the spoon, 4 is the milk, you get to do it the way you want to do it because you believe in it. And what's so beautiful about what you see right here is that not only can you do this with your eyes open, you can do it with your eyes closed. You can do it with two hands behind your back. You can do it hopping. You can do it in so many ways because let me tell you why. It's not the fact that you can do or make cereal, gentlemen. It's the fact that you can go in the future with just making cereal. I'm about to show y'all because I know y'all like, what the fuck you talking about future? What do you mean going to the future? I'm going to show you. It's not lying. I'm serious. Y'all can be in the future when it comes to making cereal. If you know you want cereal, which is number 3, ugly 3, you know you want to make cereal, right? You already know the steps. Walk into the kitchen, do the 4 things, and eat your cereal, okay? 1, 2, 3, right? Well, even though, and let me show you how your mind works. Even though you have the direction which you want to do with 1, 2, and 3, gentlemen, you still have 1A, 2 square, 3 color. I mean, you have so many because peak game. You already know what to do. See, most guys say, okay, well, I know what to do, but when a problem comes up, what do I do then? Let's go back to the cereal. I'm going to show y'all. When you walk into your kitchen and let's say you go for the box of cereal. You go in there, you get the cereal, and guess what? There's no cereal. So you can't really go to two or three because there's no one. But what do? You don't pout. You don't run on YouTube. You don't wait for somebody to come on YouTube to tell you about how to get another thing of cereal or anything like that. You don't say, poor me. You don't say, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm too short. I'm too ugly. I don't have enough money. I take a bus. I'm not packing between my legs. You don't say any of that. You just solve the shit by saying, well, do I want to go get another box at the store of cereal? Do I want to remind myself when I go out today to go get some cereal? Or do I have some Pop-Tarts in the thing? Do I have some muffins? Or I can get some coffee. You know what? I can just go to McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin. I can get a breakfast sandwich at Dairy Queen or Dunkin' Donuts. I can go to Starbucks and get a Mocha Laca Chaka. So follow me. So you're one. You've already solved it. That's why there is no fear when it comes to you grabbing the cereal. Because you know the cereal is there, but the cereal can't judge you unless you're saying the cereal judges you. And I know a lot of y'all guys saying, wait a second, Steve, but it's a woman though. Steve, it's a woman. It's totally different. No, man, it's not totally different. It's the same thing. When you open your refrigerator, get milk, and there's no, and maybe the milk is overdue and it's spoiled, or there's not enough milk in there. You're always looking for other ways, man. You're always looking for other ways, man. Thanks to the truth you want to believe. Also, you have some real soldiers in the chat. I appreciate the super chat. Thank you so much. I appreciate the super chat, man. That's real love. I appreciate that. Guys, I want to call in 515. I got the number 563-999-3056 is the number to call in. But, gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying to you guys. You can have the power in 1, 2, 3 simple steps. The power of feeling like a slave to your thoughts goes away when you're focused on what you have to do. It's the doing. It's not, oh, my God, I'm going to go out and get rejected. It's I'm going out to enjoy myself. I'll give you an example. All right, let me give you an example. I go to my kitchen. I don't have any Fruity Pebbles, Captain Crunch, whatever. I don't have my cereal, right? So, and I'm craving some Captain Crunch. My Fruity Pebbles. I'm craving Fruity Pebbles. So I'm ready to solve it. You know what? I got time. I'm going to run my ass to the store, get me some Fruity Pebbles. I'm going to come back and get my fucking eat on and get my ass wherever I got to go. Okay? I walk out my door. I am only focused on getting my Fruity fucking Pebbles. And as I go into, or honeycombs, or whatever the fuck, y'all choose your cereal. But as I'm going to the store, there she is. Whew, nice round ass. Hips, thighs. Ooh, wearing that spandex, that ass, like, ooh, just flash the titties. Oh, my man, looking fine as fuck. Just trying to give you the description. Now, I'm going to get my Fruity Pebbles. She is in the store. Let me play the music. I like to play the music. I don't know how to answer that question. Let me kick my music while I'm doing this shit. I like playing my music while I'm talking to y'all. All right, here we go. So, I am not focused on her. I'm focused on what I have to get. But I know I'm already prepared because if I run into her, whether it is at the store, whether it's at Starbucks, on the street, at the mall, going to work, or on my way to Planet Motherfucking Man, and she has my curiosity, I know that even though my 1, 2, 3 cereal's here, all right, I can pull out my 1, 2, 3 of my bid. All I'm doing is just pulling it out, okay? This is like just pulling like arrows, okay? Everything I'm doing is a 1, 2, 3 step. And I'm only looking, okay, look, she has my curiosity. So at this point, gentlemen, it's not, oh, my God, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, what do I say? Oh, my God, am I good looking enough? Oh, my God, will I be worthy enough? No. Is that she has my curiosity? It's go time, baby. What? Hey, it's go time. How are we going to do this? Hey, guys, how do I want to do it? Hey, yo, scribe, do me a favor, big dog. Scribe, do me a favor. Why don't you pull up 3 blushes, 1 smile, and 1 giggle? Can you do that for me while I put my beard in, scribe? All right, thank you. Do you remember that one that I told you 4 years ago? I want to pull that one out. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and put our beard in, scribe, okay? Because, hey, all right. We good? So you got that? Oh, and now once I'm done with him, I talked to my other guy. Hey, I bet. Hey, how many moves you think I'm going to get this one? How many moves? 10 moves? I bet. Okay. I bet you I'm going to get this motherfucker in about 10, 15 moves. Bet. You want to bet on me? I'm betting on myself. That's all I'm doing. Look, this is fun. The fangs come out. I'm ready to go. I'm just going, hey, 1, 2, 3. That's all I'm doing. I am only looking at what I have rehearsed for me. This is what I'm going to say. I already know why I said it. I've already marketed it to myself. I've already sold it to myself. And I've already took it to my jurisdiction. And I have made it a law for myself to do every time I see a woman. I'm going to put my motherfucking bid in. I'm not going to. It doesn't matter my result. I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3. I'm not worried. So then, gentlemen, what I'm showing you guys, I need to post the question up there. Guys, you got a question? Please put a queue. I got you guys covered. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys, It is at this point, gentlemen, okay, is this point where I'm blindfolded. See, I want you men to go into every interaction with a woman blindfolded on a mental level. Because you listen, just like you can close your eyes to get the bowl, the cereal, the spoon, and pour the milk and eat your cereal like you're blindfolded. You are not strong enough right now to see what you're talking to, because what you see is that you see somebody beautiful. You see someone sexy. See, I always tell you, look, she's not beautiful. I'm beautiful. She's not sexy. I'm sexy. And it's not about her. It's about me. That's what it is. But she's got my curiosity, so I'm going to see if she's good enough to get my attention. And I will go over there. I'm not going to say, hey, baby, yo mama, what's up? 1, 2, 3. As I taught myself my bid, I'm only going to do what I taught myself. I'm only going to look to 1, 2, 3. 1 move, 2 move, 3 move. That's all I'm going to look for. That's all I'm looking to do. I'm not looking. See, gentlemen. You don't understand women enough to understand that when you open your mouth, you tell your story. You already told your story. What's up? You told your story. Yo, baby. Hey, mama. What's up, girl? Hey, come here. Yo, let me holler at you for a second. Hey, what you up to? What you doing right? She already knows you have no experience. And some of you are lucky enough, because some of these women say, man, this is a slam dunk. I can get this motherfucker to pay my fucking phone bill. There's a new phone coming out. I can get this sucker to, if she chooses to. I'm not saying she can't, but some of them don't even want to mess with y'all. But remember I told you everything is rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you can talk to her like this without pausing, ooze, ahs, ohs, and trying to come up with something, that's when you lose. Because she knows that you're trying to come up with something that you think that she's going to like. You've already lost because you're not focused on 1, 2, 3. Let me ask this question. I had a girl that's my friend since high school. Should I drop her or just stay friends because I don't have any? Well, no. Tony. If she is someone you're not sexually interested in, she's still not a friend. She's an associate. You should have guy friends. You should not be friends with the food. She should be an associate. That means like when you go to work, hey, Gladys, how was your weekend? Hey, Lisa, how was your weekend? Hey, how are you doing? How was your Christmas? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. That's associates. Women should not be your fucking friends. Stop. You don't have a friend. She's an associate, someone that you're talking to. But Tony, you're not really thinking about this really good, dog. Come on, man. I'm going to show you Concord. Look, every woman has that friend. that sexy friend. Guys, I don't understand you guys. Do you know that women are always posting selfies of them and their friends? And if you have somebody that's an associate and she's always posting photos of her, of someone you're trying to get at, man, your associates can get you other stuff. So I just want you, listen, I don't want you to throw her back in the water. Utilize what you have to get what you want, man, because I'm sure she got some sexy ass friends. You got to, I remember I used to tell you guys all the time, I love doing this. When I would go to Walmart, give you an example. It was called Venture at the time. It wasn't Kmart. I forgot what it was called, but say Walmart. Every time I used to go to Walmart, right, there was always this guy that I noticed, and I would get in his line. He was kind of cool, kind of nerdy, kind of in between, right? So every time I went in there, hey, what's going on, Scott? How you doing, man? Hey, yeah, man, I'm doing good, man. All right, Scott, I'll holler back at you later, all right? Hey, Scott, next day, you know, I see him another day. Hey, Scott, what's going on, man? What's good with you? And if I'm doing this, like, let's say Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday, I know if I'm going in that store on Friday or Thursday, I'm going to ask, hey, Scott, man, what you got going on, man? What's good with you? What you doing this weekend? Guess what? Scott, hey, I'm going to a party. I'm going to a club. I'm going to a picnic. I'm going to a barbecue. I'm going to a get-together. Well, shit, man, what's up? Oh, what, you ain't going to invite me? Oh, sure, come along. And guess what, guys? I'm already in. Gentlemen, how many of you guys, when you get in line, you just scan your fucking products, grab your shit, and go, you never talk to the person that's at the cash register? See, I was always talk to everybody because everybody had something to offer me. So if I talk to them enough and build up enough trust, that they're going to lead me to other things, gentlemen. That's how game works. It's always stretching beyond the thought. Let's see here. Hold on a second. Let me check questions. Here we go. J-Dog says, good on Super Chat. Smash. Oh, okay. You're just hollering at her. Okay. No doubt. No doubt. You're talking about the friends of high school. I'm sorry. I'm keep going. If y'all got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. I got you guys covered. Checkmate. How do I master cooperating with yourself or building a new relationship with yourself? Well, it's, gentlemen, again, see, you have got to create it. I keep telling you, I know it sounds crazy what I'm saying, but you have to create what it is you want. You must create your environment. You cannot wait and hope that a woman finds you interesting, because let me tell you something. It's not the woman's job to find you interesting. Now, it's her to give you a shot to see if you're an interesting person, but she doesn't have to like you. Matter of fact, she doesn't even have to even fucking think about it. Guys, let me tell y'all something about women that these guys that do all that theory don't tell you. The number one thing that they tell you guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. Number one thing that they tell you that they don't tell you is that women think more about a pebble on the beach than they think about you complaining about them. Serious. They don't even think about it. I mean, all y'all are doing is necessarily talking to yourselves when you're complaining about women. Because women don't want you. Look, they get a pass because they're women. They should complain, and they should be emotional. And they should be PMSing, cramping, up and down, and all that other stuff. They're women, but we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to do that as men. And I think that's the problem. We're too busy doing what we shouldn't do. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, we got to get you to master not your mind, but to master the hammer and believe that if I can build it, it will get me where I need to go. I don't know where it, where that is yet, but I've got to build it. It's just not going to come. There's no such thing as a pussy stork that like flies. Like, oh, God, hey, knock on your door. Hey, guess what? Here's what. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. But like I told you before, look at what's holding you back. Just write it down. I told you guys, just write it down. Just jot it down. What is stopping you from approaching her? I didn't say approaching her as in talking to her. I'm saying just going up to her, going up to her. What is stopping you? What is stopping you from going from 1, 2, and 3? What's stopping you? What's stopping you from asking for what you want? It's not her. It will never be. Remember, you're going into her world. She's just doing her thing. She's just moving. She's like I told you, she's like the weather. She's like nature. She's just moving. So the question I'm asking you is, when are you going to start observing, okay, who you are? See, you have control over your thoughts, okay? But the one thing that you're not doing is you're not necessarily paying attention to what's going on. Because I'll give you an example. If I can't say me because I ain't that way. I use a client. I'm not that fucking way because I'm free. I'm a free motherfucker. So I have clients all the time that have fear and they have anxiety issues and they want to talk to women, but they just don't know what to do or what to say. But what I try to teach them is to start identifying the one thing. Remember, the system, you're too busy looking at the system as a whole. What I'm trying to get you guys to do is break the subsystem up into its parts. Because if one part of the system is broken, the system as a whole will not function. And that's why you're not functioning. Because your subsystem parts are broken. Knowledge of self, knowledge of women, knowledge of dating, knowledge of sex. There are broken systems in there. Knowledge of sex. There's no yak. You don't know how to set your crib up. You don't work on your lighting. You don't work on your music. You don't sound check your house. You don't lay on your back to sound check the music. You don't sound check the lighting. You don't sound check when she comes in. You don't have an entourage of ways to hug her, to kiss her, to whisper in her ear, ways to eat her out, ways to touch her, ways to be inside her. That's just knowledge of fucking sex. That all that is then connected to the bigger system. Knowledge of self. You don't have any laws. You don't have any rules. You don't have any codes, no principles, no narratives, no mission statement, no vision statement. You don't have any of those things. So, okay, there's two broken things. Next thing is knowledge of women. You don't understand that women are like music. There is country women, blues women, jazz, pop, rock, goth, hip-hop, metal, house, trance, trip-hop, gospel. You don't know. They're different. But in your mind, you think they're one. You think there's just one type of music, one type of woman, because that's what they taught you to think. So that's broken. And then knowledge of dating. That's broken because you don't have your legs spread, your ass cheeks. You don't have your wine place, your ice cream place. You don't have a place for cocoa or anything like that because you don't even sound check the places that you want to go with these people. So if you look at these things, this is when we're getting deep here. Let me check the phone lines are open still, but let me check y'all if y'all have any questions. But I hope that you guys out there are listening to what I'm saying and understand why it's not working, because you have not even created these things. But let me tell you what I create. I don't only create them, I build those things. knowledge of sex. Man, I got to work on my mouthpiece. Got to work on my poetry. And you know, ladies, I always love my poetry. Y'all let the ladies listen. Hey, ladies, check out the poetry. Working on my mouthpiece all the time. Working on ways to kiss a woman, to look in her eyes, to whisper in her ear, to make her laugh, to make her smile, to make her blush, to make her moan, to make her sexually smile, to make her think about me, to be the drug. I'm always constantly working on that. But I'm also over here constantly building and evolving me. And then I swing it over here. See, I understand women enough to understand that, listen, I know the kind of man that I am, that I can fit into with any woman, regardless of how short I am or how ugly or old I am, I can fit in this. And the dating shit, come on, I'm a Ginsu chef, man. Y'all already know, because, I mean, even working on my culinary skills and shit, you know, I can, again, I showed you guys, I can take a fucking thing of Grand's muffins and I can create this. When she come over, I can make this. And explain to her why I'm making that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I am a Ginsu chef. I'm cold. But hey, here's the thing, guys. Let me show you how cold I am. I can take this and use that to start a story to send her the next time she's masturbating. You know, I was thinking about something. I'm going to give you an example. No, I'll send her an MP3. Y'all guys don't even understand how cold you got to be to do this stuff. But, you know, next time that you want to touch yourself, press play. You know, I was in my kitchen with you. You know, we were looking at each other, and I was sitting there making my famous dish. And as you're rubbing yourself, and as you're taking your time with your left hand, starting from your neck and going all the way down to your belly button, stop, but don't go too far. I haven't told you to go far yet. Because the game is just beginning. You see, I'm not going to do that because of sex membership. I got y'all. We're going to get into that in the sex membership. But what I'm saying to you guys, I already have it. It's already done. It's already to go. I'm already ahead of the curve because of the knowledges and the thoughts. Eddie, thank you very much. I appreciate the super chat. Very much, man. Appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate all you guys. But what I'm saying to you guys is that I'm always thinking of experiences, and I'm always thinking of ways that I can do certain things, because the more I stack up in my mind, gentlemen, the more I stack up in my mind, the more I change it up, okay? The thing I do it because... I know, and this is why I tell you that it's so easy for all you guys to do this. The beautiful thing about the power of self, women, and the game has nothing to do with women at all. It has listen, the power that you should have, it doesn't matter. It comes in shapes and sizes. It fits. It doesn't matter what you are, okay? But I can tell you this much. She can spot you in a crowd. She can spot you in a crowd. Because let's take two people that spot her and they lock eyes. The average guy is going to look and look down or look and look away or just keep moving. But the guy that knows the game, he's going to smile, and he's going to make his move. Oh, if he can make it. Now, if she's across the street or something like that or on another subway, he can't go over there. But whenever the opportunity comes, he's going to take the opportunity, okay? He's going to take the opportunity because what you're going to build or what I'm trying to build in you or you build for yourself is having an alluring, charismatic draw. You want to, gentlemen, I don't want you to force her in. I don't want you to beg her to come in. I don't want you to prove yourself for her to come in. I want her to see things in you that she doesn't see in the average person. That's the end. The end is not you. It's them that's going to give you the end because you're not them. You're ambitious. You're decisive. You're independent. You have a vivid imagination. You're adventurous. You're creative. You go for what you want. And no matter what the situation is, rain, snow, sleet, shine, thundering, cold outside, warm outside, it doesn't matter. You're never off your square. You never seem flustered or frustrated. You're always cool under pressure. And that's what women find alluring because y'all are under so much pressure. You put yourselves under so much pressure that you just bow out or quit or give up or stop because the pressure is too great for you. The pressure is so great, it's just, I can't live up to the pressure. Okay? Thanks for the super chat. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But yeah, that's what I'm saying here. And what I'm saying is that, you see, gentlemen, I don't want you to put pressure on yourself to pressure the woman because she's not going to. A woman, okay, if a woman feels pressured or she feels like you're doing it in a manipulative, deceptive, or you're trying to lie to her, they already know it. They already know it. And you want to know why? Because they know what the real ones are not going to try to force her to do anything yet because the real ones know that when I first meet her, she doesn't trust me just like she doesn't trust you. She shouldn't trust us. And if she trusts me, then something's fucking wrong. She shouldn't trust me. She doesn't know me. But I know that I can build trust by the emotions, by what I'm going to attach. But remember, I am not trying to draw out emotions in her. I want the emotions to come from how it is. See, remember, I keep telling you guys that no one talks about this. All right, this is very important. I keep telling you, it is not about what I am when we're together. It's what she's thinking when we're not talking. Because she can talk to just about anybody, but she can't talk to anyone the way I talk to her because I'm hitting her land, sea, and air. If we're online, I'm giving her a safe haven. See, I'm not trying to get her over my house. I'm not trying to get sex or anything like that. I'm trying to definitely get her off the app. But how I'm getting off the app is by telling her, you know what? Let's get off the app. Let's go to a safe spot, a middle place. You know what? Look, I'm not going to ask for your number or anything like that. And I know, yes, guys, WhatsApp is my number. But I don't need your number because I'm not going to call you, but I'd like to give you a safe place that we can go and talk more one-on-one. And if she chooses to go, that's fine. And if she doesn't, that's fine. Because eventually she'll cross over, but it will allow me to talk to her in a different way. Let me ask this question. Steve, is it true for a woman to hold back when she's being hurt before? I've approached and met this lady, and she says she's been hurt and she's been scared. Well, see, listen, here's the thing. A lot of women have been hurt. A lot of women are scared and stuff like that. But that's why I always telling you guys, you don't understand. You got to understand you enough to overstand that, yes, they've been hurt. So here's the thing. See, I want you to listen to what you just said because you don't think you saw it, but you just placed the judgment on the woman. You just placed the judgment. See, when you said, okay, is it true for a woman to hold back when she's hurt before? A woman, even if she's not hurt, is going to hold back because y'all think life is not porn. A woman is not just going to give herself to you. Now, she will give you her time. Oh, you're my best friend. Let's hang out. You know, all that stuff. She'll give you her time. But she's not going to give you parts of her if there's really no return on the investment. And that means if she's hurting or she's not hurting. But what do I keep telling you? This is why I always tell you guys, stop trying to fuck. They know you want to do it. And because they know you want to do it so bad, they know that you will say and do anything to fuck. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the one getting fucked over because they're not fucking stupid. They can tell a person that is trying to fuck. Why? Because the majority of you guys are all doing the same goddamn thing. That's it. Same thing. All you guys out there. Oh, I don't believe in sex. I'm a good guy. Come on, man. It doesn't even work that way. But see, what you're saying is, okay, listen, here's the thing. You're going to run into women that are going to tell you part of what you're saying right now is that, you know what, I don't know if this is a good idea for us to move forward because I don't trust myself around you. And I'm being honest with you, I feel like if I'm with you, I'm going to be hurt. I feel, now hold on, now, I want y'all to follow this now. I want to show you how game works. I'm going to show you how that works, okay? So watch this shit. Let me show you. Remember, number one thing I want to show you guys, remember? Always remember, gentlemen, her belief system is what she believes, and you cannot change that. And if her belief system is, gentlemen, I believe that I don't trust myself around you. I believe if I talk to you, I'm going to be hurt. I think you're going to hurt me. I like this, but I don't feel safe around you, not in a bad way, but I feel like if I'm around you, something's going to happen. So I think it's best we just end it right now because I know this is going to end up bad. Okay, this is going to end up bad. I'll probably get hurt. Okay, that's the belief system, right? Now, see, the average guy is going to do it. See, this is where the average guy goes wrong when we go right. The average guy, no, baby, I ain't going to do that. Baby, I ain't going to do that. Wait, that's like the Pinocchio. I'm sorry. Baby, I would never lie to you, girl. I never want to hurt you, baby. I mean, what we have, girl, is just so special. And I would never want to, oh, wait, let me try to push that back in. I would never want to hurt you, girl. You know, just lie your fucking ass off to her. Because you're like this. I'm so close to fucking. What do I have to do to make her feel safe enough so I can get that pussy? I guess I'm going to go and tell her, girl, I don't want to hurt you. I would never hurt you. Baby, I would never hurt you at all, girl. I mean, you're so special. You know why you're taking off? Never see you guys. That's where a lot of you go wrong because a lot of you guys out there, you're gassing them up on a lie. But why do I win and I am doing the total opposite? Hey, listen, Steve, I don't feel safe. I don't, you know, I got something to say, and I don't think this is going to work out because, you know, I'm starting to feel things, and I don't like this feeling, and I feel like, you know, if it goes to this point that I'm probably going to end up hurt. You're probably going to hurt me and something like that. But you know what? I appreciate what you're saying. And listen, you take care of yourself. And if you ever change your mind, get on the window, y'all. You ever change your mind, you want to have a good time, hey, feel free to get back. Other than that, I'll take care and I'll leave you alone. I won't bother you. Let's say that's the end. Okay, let's say that's the end result. But gentlemen, boy, this is why we love y'all. From the first moment we talk to each other, I put my bid in. From the first moment we begin to talk to each other, remember, I don't just text. I see air land. I make her feel sexy. I take away her insecurities. I make her lose time. I make her feel like she's the only woman through my voice, texting, and talking, all that other stuff. She has nothing but voice messages and video messages from me. And now, peep game, she wants to go cold turkey. She's like, okay. And I respect that. I'm not going to beg or plead for you to come back. So I'm going to, look, you're released. I'll leave you alone. I'm not going to bother you. I'll move on. And I've had women get mad at me for moving on and not fighting for it. I don't want you by making you feel guilty. See, gentlemen, you never try to get in by fucking with their emotions. And I'm not trying to fuck with their emotions, but I'm going to fuck with their emotions. We're not trying. I'm not trying. It just happens. Because when I go away, this goes away. The smiling, the laughing, the blushing goes away. The way I talk to her goes away. Missing time, losing time, making her feel like all that, it's packed up and gone. It goes away. And she's in control and feels good about herself. But like I said before, man, when she's talking to somebody else, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? Well, what school did you go to? And what are you looking for in a guy? I mean, that's all she's getting day in and day out. And maybe, maybe we flirted a little bit, right? Maybe we flirted a little bit. And the day after she tells me she's not trying to talk to me anymore, and I'm gone. What do you think happens when she takes a shower for the first time after I'm gone? Reminiscing about that moment when we started flirting a little bit and I gave her a sample of what it's like to be with me. When she's taking her towel and that's being my tongue and she's moving and washing herself the way I would. Or maybe, what if I was the one to tell her, let me just go live and let me watch you wash yourself. That's all I want to do. I mean, just some real sensual, smooth shit. Remember, I told you guys, smooth, right? Smooth is very important in this. I've already laid a foundation because I've already got the invite. That's why she's feeling the way she's feeling. But remember, see, when a woman feels like she's in control with me, she's actually losing control. She's not in control. But when she's with you, she's in control because you're not in control of your thoughts. So when she's in control, she's in control. And I'm going to show you how cold their control is. She is so fucking cold in the game. If she chooses to make you her show fucking fur, you're going to be that guy. If she chooses to you be her best friend, she can walk around in some skimpy ass underwear. And you'd be like, God damn, I want to get that. But we just the best of friends. She has a way of convincing you that being where she wants you to be is where you should be. But I'm not trying to conquer control. I don't want control because I'm not trying to control her. I want her to lose control by not being around me. And the only way I can get her to lose control is her. She lets me go. She's letting me go. But what she doesn't understand in letting me go, remember I told you, I am the cause and I'm the cure. I'm the cause and I'm the cure. And no matter how many guys she goes through, they're not going to match up to what I'm teaching you guys out here, okay? They're not, okay? I'm telling you, they're not. Because they don't know how to make her feel sexy like makeup. Well, I'm going to use what Eve just said. I'm going to definitely use what Eve just said. Listen. There, let me play my music. I'm going to put my music back on. Music just kicked off. And for 951. Let me bring you in before I kick the music off. 951, sir. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Let me play my music. I'm going to put my music back on. Music just kicked off. For 951.
951, I'll give you a second to just turn your radio down, please, sir. We'll bring you back in. Turn your computer down, please, so we don't hear ourselves. Okay, so I'm about to bring you in again, 951. Give me a second. Let me bring you in. 951, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Please, so we don't hear ourselves. Okay, so I'm about...
Oh, my gosh, dude. Please turn... All right, I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for it to catch up because it's probably playing 2 minutes ahead, so I'm going to wait for it to... I'm going to wait for it to tell me so he can turn it down. I'm going to give him another 30 seconds, and then I will open it up. But if I turn it on again and I hear that, I'm just hanging up. So please... 10 seconds. All right, here we go. 951, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering why your moderators in the chat are being so soft, man.
I don't understand what do you mean why they're being soft? What do you mean, sir?
I mean, they're being soft, sir.
I mean, what do you mean by, sir, okay. If you make a statement, you should be able to answer the statement with the answer when I ask a question. You're saying they're being soft. What do you mean by being soft, okay, sir?
So they're telling me what to do. So that's the opposite of what you're teaching here, basically, man. I'm not going to take orders from another man. You know what I mean? I feel like I have the right, if I have the right to make a question, I'm going to ask a question.
What is the question that you have? You're on now. What's the question that you have? What's up?
Well, it seems like Duke Lux is on a power trip here, and he just seems to be abusing his power as a moderator.
951. Stay focused. Stay focused, okay? All right, let's stay focused. What is your question, sir? How can I help you? What is the question that you had? If I missed it, I apologize. I don't know if you put a cue, because you always have to put a cue and I'll recognize it. So I don't know if you put a cue, but I'm asking you, what is your question? How can I help you?
No, I was just backing up Checkmate I Win, because Checkmate I Win had a question in the chat, and Duke of Lux was basically dissing the guy just because he had a question, telling him what to do and stuff. But you ended up missing the question. I was just backing the guy up.
Okay, what was the question? Okay, I'm sorry, what was the question? Okay,
put me on timeout or some shit when I was just backing the guy up.
It's okay. Sir. What is the question? All right, well, what's the question? What was the question that he asked that I missed? Not going to answer it right now. What's the question?
I don't know what his question was, sir. You're going to have to ask that to him. But I know he had a question that he missed.
Okay, if I missed a question, I'll have Checkmate ask again, okay? But do you have any questions that you need help with or anything, sir?
No, sir. I was just looking out for another guy here.
This is what you got to understand. Everybody in there is doing everything they can to get you to stop worrying and thinking about someone else. And now that I can't condone what he's doing or not condone it, but what I'm saying is 951, the most important thing here is that whatever happens to somebody else in the chat room is not any of your business. It's between those guys, okay? So don't intervene in anything. Just stay on your questions, ask your questions and stuff like that. Stay focused on you, okay, brother?
I don't really care about the guy, but I somehow ended up getting involved in it. Me and Duke of Lux was going about at it earlier about something.
About what?
It was earlier in the chat, Steve. That's all I'm going to say. Duke of Lux is on a power trip, and he's being a soft man. And I'll keep his ass in real life if he's in front of me.
Okay, calm down. I see what you're saying. We just got to – okay, I appreciate that. But listen, we gotta stay on topic. But again, I'll watch the room. But we gotta stay on topic, okay, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call. But if you don't have any questions, I'm gonna keep moving. Okay, so you're good?
I'm good. You take care.
Okay. Well, thank you for. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Okay, I appreciate the call. All right, guys. Let's try not to put people in timeout or anything like that. Okay, if y'all can. Okay, so let's continue. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let's continue. Yeah, chat room dogs are tough. They're tough. I love my dogs, but let's just keep going. But I was saying before, the reason why it happens is because at the end of the day, she comes back because I'm not forcing her to come back. But through not forcing her to come back, I'm showing her a different dynamic of somebody else because I've already drawn out the curiosity in her, okay? I've already lured her into my seductive side. She knows what I'm capable of doing, okay? She knows I'm very consistent on what I'm doing, my speech patterns, my movement, my gestures, everything I'm saying is going to draw her back. She's going to come back. I'm going to say all the time, but they always come back. Guys, this is why I love you. It's why I always tell them, man, look, I don't know if you want to be with a guy like me. I know some women take that as, oh, you can't handle me. No. I'm trying to give you a way out before I get my ass in. Because once I'm in, you're not going to get me out. Once I'm in, and I'll be happy to tell you, look, I'm not the guy for you. You want a relationship? I'm not that guy. If you want a guy to be focused on you, I'm not that guy, but I can be the guy that, hey, look, I can make you feel things and I can take you places and I can do all these things here, but you have to understand this is what it is. And that's why I'm going to give you the best contract in the world. You can see whoever you want, go on as many dates. I'm not going to run behind you. If you do your thing and when you want me, you conjure my ass up and I'm here. I'm not gonna run behind you. I'm not gonna ask. I'm gonna give you the best deal that money can buy. It's the perfect deal. It's gotta be the perfect deal because they still don't want the deal after it's all said and done, man. So it's all good. But no, Brian, let's calm down. Okay, everybody, let's calm down. Let's calm down, okay? Let's calm down. We're all good. Let's keep focused, all right? Let's not argue, get mad. Let's keep focused because we're trying to keep our eyes on the prize, gentlemen. But let's get to the mix of this. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can. The lines are going to go down. 850, I'm sorry. I got you. 850, what's your question, sir? How can I help you? I'm sorry. It's 850. 850, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. What's going on?
What's the best way I can get a mentoring from you? Because I tried the website and I didn't get any emails.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Oh, yeah. Maybe. You got to send me. Go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Okay. Just go there right now. Go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Wait. And just send me an email. Okay. All right. And just put your number in there. I see your number right now. Okay. Just go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me an email and have your number in the subject, and then I will send you the stuff that you need, okay? Is that okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, yeah, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to work on the website to clean it up a little bit, so it'll be easier to access. I'm working on to make it simplified, but I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but yeah. Is there any other questions that you have, big guy?
Not at the moment.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, well, just hit me up, themanmindset@gmail.com, okay, and just – put your number in there, and I'll send you the information, okay, my friend? All right, thank you, sir. You have a good night. Thank you very much. Guys, I want to call in. We got 12 minutes to go, but we're still going to keep talking, but I'm trying to show you now how to master your mind. Now, if any of you guys are here right now, I want to welcome all you women out there and all you guys. And, hey, are you ladies out there? I will be working on should I give you the dick. I'll be working on that track. If you missed it, you can go to the last reaction video I did. I played a clip of it, the chorus line of it, but I'll be definitely working on that for you ladies out there. All you ladies out there, the poetry is for you, but it's also for the guys. Got a great fan club of women that love the poetry, and I appreciate the ladies. I always appreciate you guys for listening to it too. But let's get back into the show, guys. You got a question, just put a Q in there. I got you guys covered. But like I was saying before, if you are joining us right now, we are doing a show, and I'll start doing this more, is that this is the subject of the show, and what we want to do is we want to learn how the single-minded man controls the power, okay? This is what we want to talk about, controlling the power, okay? So this is the subject of what we're talking about, how to control the power, okay? So please, gentlemen, please write, take notes, ask questions and stuff like that. And if I'm going too fast, I will slow down for you. Okay. But we got to get into it. Okay. So there are technically really two kind of ways to do this. All right. And this is the beautiful thing because you have a choice. All right. So you can either, okay, eliminate the thought altogether, or you can either replace it with something else, okay? See, the thing is when you have a thought, you must, now there's going to be some stuff in the book for this, so, you know, I don't want to get into too much, but I'll give you a little bit, but what I'm saying is if you have a thought, what I want you guys to do, because, you know, we're class here. So, guys, all you guys out there, what I want you guys to do right quick, okay? I want you guys out here to, on your piece of paper, write down, because it's all, because nobody knows. So just write down what you think about yourself when it comes to women, when it comes to putting your bid in. What, just write down something that you feel is holding you back. Just write it down. Don't tell me. This is not magic. Just don't tell me. Just write it down. Write down the thought. Now, whatever that thought is, okay? Now, the thought that you should have, okay, should be running in your mind like the movie, okay? We just want to make sure. That's when you know it's an authentic thought. Whatever your thought is should be in theater number one, running all day, every day in your mind, okay? So I just want, don't tell me it. I don't want to know your thought. I'm saying write it down. Just write it down. But now what I want you to do is I want you to look at that thought and ask yourself, is it true? Is it true? Is whatever you wrote down, is it actually true? And if it is or it isn't true, write down why it is true. Now, from whatever you wrote down, you must ask yourself the question, is it because I'm guessing it's true, or is it because I'm experiencing it so many times to be real? And then from that point, you must then ask yourself, okay, once you get that answer, what are you doing about it? Are you accepting this to be the truth, or what are you doing to work to fix it? Okay? Does that make any sense? These are the things, again, what we're doing is just taking one thought of millions of thoughts, but then you've got to ask yourself, next layer, that thought that I have playing in my movie theater, is that thought in control of me? All right, well, Tony, I'm going to use you as an example because yes, it applies to everything in life, Tony. But, okay, Tony, listen to me. Tony, I can't say it wasn't because I drank my milk because I'm lactose intolerant, so it wasn't milk. Tony, I'm only 5'7". I'm a little motherfucker. I'm 5'7". I'm not tall. I've damn been 5'7 all my little ass life. I've been 5'7 when I had to take two buses to go to my job. I was 5'7 when I had a little apartment. I was 5'7 when I was working at Kids Kingdom. But that did not stop me from being with women that were 5'8, 5'9, 5'10, or 6 foot. I don't care how tall they were, because we're laying on top of each other, we're the same size, and you can take their legs, man. You can just wrap their legs around you and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? It just ties up, whatever, like that. But what I'm saying to you right now is that you have to accept that your height is not the problem. Your height is the excuse that you keep using because you do not believe in yourself. I don't give a fuck if I'm 5'2". I'm not 5'2", but I'm 5'7". I don't care how tall I am. No, Matthew, I don't want to be. Listen, I am happy with me. I'm just keep telling y'all. The one thing that I tell y'all all the time is that I am happy being me. I'm just short. I don't have a chiseled body, nor have I ever had a chiseled body. I'm just me. But listen, no matter what I have or how tall I am, how dark I am. Now this is, I shave my head by choice, and I'll give you a story behind that. So when I was whoring around being a gigolo, I realized that, have you guys ever crown fucked a woman? And I learned this move. Well, see, gentlemen, like when you shave your head, you know, you got your hair, like the pricklies and stuff. Guys, it is nothing like when you're doing five play on her and doing a little kissing 101, or doing a fucking 101 move mixed with master the bedroom and dirty talk, how we shift it up. Where you stop, right, and you take your head and you rub the clit right here, man. Have you guys ever, man, guys, it's awesome, because you can, remember I told you, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, so you can do a shoulders, so you can have a ride, and it hits the clit, so I've always loved it. I mean, that was just my little, I don't mean to get into it, but I'll stop, sorry, I kind of go off, because I love sex so much. But anyway, but I'm just saying that that's just a move. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that the problem is it's not your height. What you must accept, Tony, just like I told you, one and two, you got to accept one and two. And let's accept in that one and that two, between the one and the two, let's say 1.5, okay, in between those things. You got to accept the weather. You have no control over the weather. You have no control over nature. But you have no control over your height. And let me tell you something. Don't ever, guys, listen to me. Don't ever dye your fucking hair. Don't ever put little things in your shoe to make you tall. Don't, guys, please, I'm begging you. Guys, I'm begging you. If you do that, you're fucked. Do not try. Listen, don't lie to a woman. Accept who you are. But who you are is not actually who they know, because you'll have skills. I'm 5'7", and I know my little short 5'7" ass. And just, hey, fuck around and get in touch with me. Fuck around and talk to me. Fuck around and accept me in. My little 5'7" ass gonna be running. It's over. But I'm never waking up every day saying, "Oh, boo, I'm 5'7". Oh, poor me. I don't do that. I accept who I am. And I don't fear somebody taller than me. Well, he's taller than me. She likes taller guys. Because I've had, gentlemen, I'll be honest, I've had women tell me, you know what? I really never dated a short guy before. You know, like, not like short, like, "Yo, you little cute short." No, she's just like, "I never dated a short guy before." And I was like, "Cool. I'm like, cool." You know, I'm used to dating tall guys, or I'm used to dating this kind of guy. Because I never asked. I don't ask. Because I keep telling you, Tony, the reason why I never ask women what they want is because I believe I have everything they need. So I don't ask. But I talk like I'm a fucking giant. I make her feel sexy like I'm a giant. I'm 5'7", and I can get her to play with her pussy in the shower without me touching her. I can touch her without touching her. I can make her smile, laugh, blush, giggle, think, react, be turned on. I can elevate her, and I can educate her. And let me tell you something. My height has nothing to do with it. Me being 50 years old has nothing to do about it. Me looking old or looking ugly or whatever has nothing to do with it. Because I am those things, but those things do not drive what the fuck I have here. Because here I'm infinite. I am a bad motherfucker. I'm cold. I pat my own back. Let me check the lines real quick before we continue. Let me check the lines real quick, see if we missed it. Okay, got 1 minute to we'll shut the lines down in a minute if y'all want to call in. But what I'm saying is that my mouthpiece is not 5'7". It's just in my mouthpiece, meaning that when I get on the phone with her, oh, the way I'm going to talk to her, the way I'm going to make her blush, and when we get off the phone, what do I want to do? How do I want to do this? And this has nothing to do with my height. Do I want to send her a text message and make her smile? Do I want to send her a voice message to turn her on and make her smile? Do I want to send her a video message for something that she wakes up? Something that no other guy's done. Something that the tall guys or the chisel guys or the rich guys, they're not doing this shit. They can't fuck with me. But what I know is that if she fucks around and invites me in, it's already over. Because I'm going to administer my drug. And my drug is not my height. It's my mindset. Because my job is to take away the insecurities, make her lose time. All right, girl. And make her feel like she's the only one in the world by talking to her. That's how cold I am. So I never look at my height. I don't care how. I never. Judging three things. Look at that. Three judgments. The first judgment is about yourself. And then, how do you I'm not Republicans have always pushed the military to them. I'll just tell you why real quick. It's all win-win-win, man. Think about this. Because let me tell you, man, you're going to blink and you're 18, you're going to blink again, you're 25, you're going to blink at 30, you're going to blink at 40, you're like, what the fuck is my life getting big? You're like, hey, welcome to Walmart, let me open that door for you, let me check your credit. I don't want that to happen, I'm just saying, if you're not sure, just go. Up that question. Think about that for a second, baby. Think about that. Why? this, not this box. Just give you
there's a box, right?
She either had a rough day, she's not really feeling well, things aren't going well. Now, I'm just going to give you an example. See, most guys don't pay attention to the details and read between the lines. And this is why I got into this book.
I can take my left.
or I can twirl you around with the left hand and right hand around the hip, bring you in, where's my hug, give you a nice hug, and as I'm hugging you, giving you the creative experience, I'm going to take that to another level. I'm going to tell you how soft your skin smells. I'm going to tell you how nice your perfume is. And I'm going to whisper that shit right in your motherfucking ear. And then from my right hand, it's going to come off your hip. And I'm going to grab your left hand. And I'm going to walk you into my place. And as I am walking you into my place, I'm going to stop and say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Turn around. Grab your hips, push you closer where your butt closes the door. Push up on you, say, I forgot to give you this, and give you a kiss. Now, why is that important? I'm gonna show y'all something. Why is that so fucking cold? Now again, a lot of you guys probably, you've never even thought of doing that, number one. But let me show you why it's important of what I'm showing you. Let me get my music kicked off again. So the reason why it's so important is because not only can I do this in the physical, I can do this with a text message. I can do this with a voice message. I can do this on video. I can do this too while you're playing with yourself. I can create the story. I can create the moment. I can just take this one thought and kill and knock every other guy out there. Because if we're talking nasty or you're about to play with yourself and I'm going to set the mood, well, this is not going to be 1, 2, 3. This is going to be 2 of 3. And let me explain how deep it is. Okay. So if I'm about to get you to touch yourself, okay, there's going to be a 1, 2, and 3, okay? Now, remember, the door, which is a 1, 2, 3 move, is actually going to be number 2 of the experience of the playing with herself is 3, but the marination is going to be 1. So I want y'all to understand how deep this is. This is how deep it is, because people don't really want y'all to see how deep and powerful. This is power. I'm trying to show you. Now, remember, we're going to slow it down. Remember, I just explained to you 1, 2, 3 of this is the door. This is just the experience you're going to get when you come over to my place, period. That's going to be the experience, hands down, never going to change. But now that I'm going to talk dirty to you, this 1, 2, 3 will fall under another level of a 2. It's not a 1, it's not a 3. 1 is the marination, 2 is beginning, 3 is playing with yourself. So even though it says 1, 2, 3, this is a move, this falls under number 2, because number 1 is setting up the scenery. Do you have the lights off? Do you have some soft music playing in the background? Are you relaxed? Are your panties on? Are their panties off? Are you going to slide them to the side? Do you have your shirt on? These are the things that we got to find out. I'm setting the scene, but this is what I want you to do. What I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and relax yourself and take all your clothes off right now. Okay, just relax yourself. And what I want you to, listen, you can use your fingers. You can use your dildo. I just want to give you the experience. So whatever you want to use, you use it. Okay, this is all in number 1. Okay, are you ready to play? Okay, well, let's play. So you come knock at my door, all right? You're knocking at my door. I open my door, and I look you up and down. I smile. You smile a little bit. Now, guys, this is going to be deep because we're going like 2A, B, C. We're kind of stretching the 2 a little bit, but I'm going to just explain it to you while I'm opening the door right now. While I'm opening the door, because I'm kind of like, you'll understand when we do the open up the sex membership, but I'm just explaining. I open the door. Now, remember, I am going to do the 1, 2, 3 of the door, but I'm going to take it to another level. So while I'm opening the door and you're smiling. Now, again, I'm giving the story and we're setting it up, but at the same time, I've got my own 1, 2, 3, as in I've already marinated you. Now we've got to connect the 1 and 2 as a 1, right? So then while I'm talking to you about the 1, 2, 3 of me opening the door, I still have to give you instructions of how I want you to touch yourself. This is where, I'm not going to give that away, but this is where I want your hand to go. And this is where I want your other hand to go. And this is how I want your legs open. I'm directing all this shit as I am telling the story of the door. And as I'm looking at her eyes, and then I bring you in real closely. And what I want you to do is I want you to take your hand, and I want you to slowly with your right hand rub the back of your neck. Now, gentlemen, I'm not saying do it, but if you do that, you'll feel it. You'll feel it with your hands. But what I'm saying is I want you to rub the back of your neck with your right hand. And then with your other hand, I want you to slowly go from your butt, from your belly button all the way down to the side of your thigh at the same time. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab your hand. I'm going to twirl you around. But then I'm breaking it all down. So I'm not going to get into all that. But I'm already breaking down the story of what is about to happen here. I'm breaking it down by utilizing what I would utilize if she was at my door. Then that's going to carry over to the 3, which begins a brand new 1, 2, and 3. Always remember, every 1 has its own 1, 2, and 3. Every 2 has its own 1, 2, and 3. And every 3 has its own 1, 2, and 3. And that's the power that you have when you understand yourself, because you are the one that can create this. And this is the thing that a lot of guys don't understand, okay? You create this. All you have to do is start here. What do I want to say? How do I want to touch her? What do I want to say to her in a text message that can lead her to my 2 while staying on my 4? Ooh, man, it's deep. I'm trying to slow it down so y'all guys like, whoa, Steve, I'm trying to slow it down, guys. Just work with me. I'm trying to slow this down. I'm gonna try to break it down again. Trying to slow it down. Guys, you got a question, just put a Q in there. Trying to slow it down. Now listen to what I'm saying. Even though you have a 1, 2, 3, right? Every 1 is a 1, 2, 3. Every 2 is a 1, 2, 3. And every 3 is a 1, 2, 3. Tallying up 9 moves in that 1, 2, 3. So even once you get to the 9 moves of your 1, whether it's 1A, that 1A is going to have its own 1, 2, 3. You can. This is the beautiful thing about being able to talk to women, because you can take them anywhere you want them to go, okay? I know, Joshua, I'm trying to slow it down because I don't want them to be confused. It's like, you don't understand. Again, let me slow it down. You've got to figure out your 1, all right? What is my 1? Now, let's say, now, gentlemen, gentlemen out there, just what's the scenario y'all want? Is it me texting her? Is it me making a move on her? I'll give y'all the choice to show y'all how it works. Yeah, blindly. Y'all just, the first one says it. Is it a move that I'm about to make on her? Or is it a text message trying to get something to get started? Which one is it? Which one is it, guys? The first one that says in the chat room, I'm going to pop it up and I'm going to go off of it. Whoever says it first, I'm just going to highlight it. And is it a move? Is it a messing? Is it a making out sex move? Or is it, okay, it's a bid. Wait, it's a move. Wait, what move? You didn't say the move. I just got bid. Okay, it's a bid. I got bid. You got to specify. That's what I'm saying. Am I specifying a talking or am I trying to fucking spit some yak? Okay, a bid. Okay. My number 1 is that I am going to begin the process of going up to her. Well, what am I going to say? I know that the truth is she is busy. I know that I am interrupting her day. I am coming into her world. That means she's moving. She's sitting down. She's doing something. So in order to get her attention here, I have got to be able to excuse myself to be able to move to my two to let her know that I don't mean, because I know she's busy, because I know she's busy. I'm going to let her know that I recognize that she's busy by telling her that I know you're busy doing whatever you're busy doing, where I'm recognizing what she's doing. But then I know my three is letting her know why I came over there. I am going to handle the who's, the what's, the why's, the when's by the one, two, and three. But then once I get the reaction, then it starts all over again, because now I've got that out of the way, introducing myself, letting her know she's busy, and then letting her know why I came over there. Then I know I have to start back over with that. That's over with. Let me grab the next one out. And this is introducing myself. Once I introduce myself to her, I go back to number two to reinforce the other one, two, three back there by letting her know and using her name so she knows I'm paying attention. But then I'm going to let her know why I, not only why I came over there, but this is what I want to do. Because after looking at your eyes, you know, the reason why I came over here, because you're a very attractive woman and you look like, and when I saw you, I said to myself, you look like the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. The reason why I'm saying that is because I want to force this one into a two. I want to force her one into a two now. I want her to automatically question intimacy. That's why I'm saying it, because that's how I position myself. When she talks about intimacy, it gives me to move to my new one. To another. You see what I'm saying? It goes on and on and on. But I am always creating the scenarios here. You're doing this every day. You're just not doing it because y'all are either lazy or, you know, you just don't want to, you just don't want to talk to women. It just, it doesn't make any sense how you have the power to say whatever you want to say to a woman. But if you can't say anything if you don't know why you're saying what you're saying. And if you're just saying, I'm going to say it, then you've already failed. Everything I say is going to lead to the two, to the three, and then push a brand new one, two, and three. That's going to be a one that has its own one, two, and three, or a two move that has its own one, two, and three, or a three that has its own one, two, and three. But I have created it because while everybody's sitting on their asses and watching YouTube, whatever you're doing, I'm constantly creating these. So when I know when it's go time, because I rehearse all these things over and over and over again, when it's go time, I don't need to look at no script or anything. It's all right here. I know what I need to say. I know why I need to say it. I trust why I'm saying it. And that's good, man. With every single syllable. Wait, I don't understand what you mean, visitor. Break it down. Would you say what you teach makes her start thinking about you in a loop in her mind? Would you say what you teach makes her start thinking about you on a loop in her mind? No, okay, listen. Checkmate. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know because I can't read her mind. And I don't care if it does. I don't know. All I can do is put my bid in. And if she finds it to be interesting enough, she'll make the move. But then I know when she makes contact, it's a wrap. But I don't know. Maybe she's like, yeah, I'll talk to him, or maybe not now. Maybe I'm talking to someone right now and I don't. I just don't know. I cannot read her mind. I don't know where I'm at in her, because all I'm doing is positioning her and giving her the opportunity to call me. And whether she wants to call me or she doesn't is none of my business. I don't know. So if I don't know about that, I don't care about if I'm a loop in her mind. Because I have not done anything to impact her enough. Yeah, sure, the way I talk to her, it works a lot for me. But I've never done any, I don't think like that. Like I know what she's thinking. I don't know what she's thinking. All I know is that either she's going to get in touch with me or not. And if she does, it's cool. And if she doesn't, it's cool. I'm always moving on to the next station, the next town, the next woman. So I'm moving and talking to so many women that I forget about it. I just do it and I'm done and I move on, and she'll get in touch with me and I'll remember because I keep my mental thing and we could talk. But if she doesn't, I just don't care. I there's just too much ass out there for me to worry about one woman. That's why I'm just always just talking several, boom, 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 boom. But I don't care about what they're thinking about, okay? You said when you say every single thing you say has a purpose, does that mean everything we say hints why I said, well, you're not saying anything. That's the problem. We probably got about 19 more minutes. We're going to wrap this one up early. But you're not saying anything. You don't understand. You don't have a 1, 2, 3. The 1, 2, 3 you have is -1, -2, -3. I'm not good enough. I don't have a good job. I don't have whatever. You fill in the blanks. But your 1, 2, 3s are -1, 2, and 3. It's not a positive 1, 2, and 3. It's negative. Okay? It's a -1, 2, and 3. My 1, 2, and 3 is beneficial to me because I'm going to say it all the fucking time. I'm not ashamed of it because I know what it means to me. Because I'm not going to waste my fucking time throwing shit up on a wall hoping it sticks. I just won't do that. I will not do that. I don't care. I will not do that to myself. Will not do that. I'm going to do what I need to do because I believe in it, because I created it. I rehearsed it. I've done everything I need to do, and I need to just go ahead and do it. When it's go time, just perform it. And whatever the result of it is, it's none of my, it has nothing to do with me. It really has nothing to do with me. Only thing I can do is put myself in the best position possible. That's all I can do. The person who I'm putting myself in position has the right to say no, they're not interested, they got a boyfriend, they're living with someone, and they're married, and they can still take the number or not. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't, because what I care about is that am I doing what I told myself I'm going to do when the situation happens? That's all I care about. That's all I care about. But see, unlike you guys, I have no choice. I have to do it because it's a non-negotiable. I have no choice in the matter. I've got to be on it. I got to go. I don't think. I just move because I made it a law. See, I live by how I govern myself. I govern myself by doing shit. I'm not like you just sit. I don't even know how that feels, just sitting around watching life pass you by. I just govern myself different. I want to make sure that everything I do and everything I say is on fucking point. I'm not wasting my fucking time. I am not going to waste my time. And even if she says no, it's not a waste of time to me because I'm doing something I want to do. So the result of it is not a waste. I mean, how many times have you played a video game because you wanted to play it and you didn't win the game or you got killed? It's the same thing. You're doing what you want to do. You don't focus on the end result, man. You got to put a cue there. You get visited, put a cue. You say, could it be law once you have convinced yourself? Well, it's not. Listen, it's not. Okay, listen. I don't want you to convince yourself because you're too busy trying to convince yourself to do shit that you ain't going to do. No, it's not about convincing yourself. It's about being able to answer the why of why you're doing it and believe in it. Don't convince. It ain't about convincing. You got to believe in this shit. It's about believing, dog. The power is in how you believe. I believe in it, and that's why I'm saying it. My marketing team is saying, Steve, look, this is what we want to do. Look, Mr. Williams, we have scribed. We already scribed this down, and we want to market it to you. Steve, I think this is perfect. I think this is going to work out well because if you do the 1, 2, and 3, the best thing about your 1, your 2, and your 3 is that you are going to be clear, concise, and transparent. You're going to hit her with nothing but truth, truth, truth. And what is so cool about that is that she's not even used to people being this real with her. So I think that it's something that we should put in the law, because it's women are not used to men thinking this deep. And that's how it works. And when I take it to the Senate, look, this is, hey, look, the law that I want to pass for myself, every time I see a woman, I don't give a fuck if she's in the pool, she's at the store, she's walking down the street, she's at the ice skating rink, she's at the restaurant. Guys, do y'all know when I used to work at Red Lobster? Okay, when I was in high school, I was a busboy at Red Lobster. Do you know when, okay, we had a thing with the waiters. Like, you know, the waiters were always, I would kind of tip the waiters. Like, when I was clean, I'd say, look, if you see a bad chick at Red Lobster, and I don't give a fuck if her family's there, let me know. And I cut them like a 10 or something like that, just to let me know. Because I know it's go time. Even when I was a busboy, I'm talking about just a busboy. Man, when the waiter say, hey, yo, I got one. There's one, but hey, dog, she got her fat, man. Don't, hey, shit. Let me take off my motherfucking thing and toss that inside, guys. I'll be right back. And I'm going right over to that goddamn table, and I'm 1, 2, and 3. Not with the woman first, because I know the rules of the game. If it's her mother or father there, I'm introducing myself. How you doing? My name is Steve. Well, I would use my middle name when I was in high school, Brian. How you doing? My name is Brian. It's nice to meet you, sir, ma'am, but I was wondering if it's okay if I have a word with your daughter. That's it. That's it. My 1, 2, 3. I don't give a fuck. When it is go time, it is go time. There is no thinking, maybe, should I, could. You tell me, I'm taking off my motherfucking robe, dropping that bitch, fixing myself a little bit as I'm walking out, and I'm going right to the table. I don't care if it's a group of women. I don't give a fuck, because I'm going to do what it is. It's a non-negotiable. I am not questioning it. I'm not saying, oh my God, she's so pretty. No, I'm just doing it. Okay. I'm just moving. That's all I'm doing, because I have created this and I sold it. I've marketed it to myself with my marketing team. I've took this through legislation in my government, and I made this shit life. This is going to be, it doesn't matter if she's on an airplane. I don't care if she's on a raft or at an amusement park. I don't give a fuck. If I'm interested, I'm going. But I'm going in not giving a fuck about the result. Sometimes I would go back, and they'd be like, Steve, what happened? Man, she had a boyfriend. All right, get back to doing the dishes. Steve, what happened? Yeah, man, she took my number. Get back to doing the dishes. there's really no different. I am not, like when I come in sometimes, say, hey, guys, I ain't getting it. They're like, I see you. You say, hey, shit, okay, man, you're right, man. I just go scrub my dish. And then when I give, like, damn, Steve, oh, I see you over there. Yeah, yeah, I just do my thing. And, dude, I don't care about the result, because I'm not the result. I keep trying to tell you that. I am not that result. I go in straight. This is who the fuck. But see, that's why I win most of the time, because usually when I get them in bed, they always give me the rewind of what it was to make them want to even give me the first shot. Because I just the way you came and talked to me, you know, you're just so bold and brash, and you just had so much confidence, like you're a little arrogant. You know, your arrogance kind of turned me off, but I decided to call you. And after I called you, I mean, just talking to you on the phone, it was just like a breath of fresh air, and it was just exciting. And I was thinking about you. And I mean, just saying, it's just like that, man. It's just like how it is, man. Mass Appeal, just send me a thing. I'll send you a link and all that other stuff. We're working on stuff, but I'll see you. Mass Appeal, I'll send you a link on that. I've done this several times. I've associated my school through texts that I like to get to know them in a more intimate way. They said, let's be friends. I told them that. They've all said, well, but okay, believer. This is why I would say to you, this is why you need to call in or do coaching, because I need to know what your 1, 2, and 3, what did you say to her, okay? What did you say it in, okay? All right. You did it in school through text. All right, hey, I have associates in my school through text. I had to get to know in an intimate way. But see, y'all, I keep trying to tell you. What is the, okay, you want to get to know her in an intimate way. All right, let's look at the 1, 2, and 3 of this. Because I don't think y'all understand the intimate thing. No, the lines are down. So you want to get to know her in an intimate way, which is 3. But what is the reason why? You just don't say you want to get to know her in an intimate way. You got to give her why you want to get. What was it about her or the situation where you said to yourself, this is what I want. This is what I want. I don't understand. But them saying, oh, let's be friends, there's got to be something in what you're saying or how you feel about yourself or your judgments, because they all shouldn't say that. There's something that you're doing or that you have done before. Because what you guys got to understand is, if you don't go in and show these women that you're a ladies man when you first meet them, you can't flip that switch and try to be somebody else when they only see you as that nice guy. And then all of a sudden you want to man the fuck up and you want to be, hey, well, let's go. Well, shit, you're like a friend to me. I don't want to talk to you in that way. Why didn't you come at me the first time we met? But that's what I keep trying to tell you. I am not wasting my, that's a fixed 4. I will not. This is a fixed 4. This will, how I put my bid in is a fixed 4. Because I'm just leading off of the numbers, 1, 2, 3. But most of you guys will never get the 1, 2, 3 down, because most of you guys will never be focused on the 1, 2, 3. You're too busy focused on the woman's body and how she looks. And then you feel like you're not enough, or you don't have a chance, or I can't get her. So this never works. Or if it does, you try to do it, it comes off weird, man. Gentlemen, got a few more minutes left. If y'all have any questions, go ahead and ask and stuff like that. I got you covered. But this is what I'm saying. Thanks, Freelance. Thank you for sending that to him. Yeah, we're gonna fix all that stuff. We're trying to change the site to make it smoother, do some other stuff. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys at the end of the day, man, look. The power is something that you must take back. But in order to take back that power, gentlemen, okay, you've got to be able to settle yourself into not only a bid, but settle yourself into the conversation where she begins to initiate things, because you're not operating off of somebody that's worried, scared, doesn't know what to say, wants to say something, but you just don't know how to say it. I keep telling you, man, when it's game time, it's time to fucking get shit done. The prepping is what you do in the film room that week, learning the plays and the playbook that week. So when it's go time, you have an expectation. When you get on that fucking field, you just go. There is no, oh my God, what was that play again? And what was the move? You ain't got time for that. But see, your problem for a lot of you guys, and I'm saying this is why most are going to end up the same. And when we get to, we're in 2022, when we go to 2023, this is why most are going to be the same, because y'all choose not to work on yourselves. You mentioned in the marketing team. So is the face of the brand the same as our tour guide? No. Your tour guide is how you guide women. Your tour guide can guide her from no trust to trust to sexual trust. Your tour guide can guide her from having values, I'm not that kind of girl, to thinking I'm not that kind of girl, to saying I am that kind of girl. Your guide is the thing that guides her on you. All you're doing while you're texting, while you're talking to her, all you're doing is saying, welcome to my world. I'm your guide, and let me show you the person you're talking to. Allow me to guide you through here, through my text, my voice, everything. All I'm doing is guiding. I'm not begging, pandering or begging. All I'm doing is guiding. All I'm doing is guiding her where the fuck I wanted to go. If she's going towards my culinary school, I'm going to guide her over there, and I'm going to show her what it's about by making her feel sexy, making her smile, making her think about me. It doesn't matter. This is how beautiful it is. Gentlemen, give mass appeal. It's the manmindset at gmail.com. I'll post it up here. I think it's under, is it under my thing? Hold on, let me see here. No, I'll show you, brother. Here's the thing. For you guys out there, if you want to get in touch with me, let me see. Where's it at? Here you go. There you go. Yeah, there you go. The manmindset at gmail.com. There you go, brother. But what I'm saying to you, what I'm trying to get you to see is that my guide is the one that, oh, you got a text message. All right, one second, Tyler, I get you. My guide is the one that is going to guide her from the moment I meet her, guide her ass into the goddamn bed. Because he's the one taking all the information that has been stored, okay? All he's doing, let me show you. Let me give you an example. I'll give you a prime example. Let me see if I can find that shit. Tyler, I got you in a second, brother. I got you in a second, Tyler. I'll play that shit. I mean, all right, so let's look at it. So my guide, okay? My guide, his number one job is to take what has been scribed and what has been not only scribed but also marketed and also law that is in the library of me to guide her. That's all it is doing, is to let her know why me and not you. Why me and not you? And through the guy, he is going to mix shit down. He is going to guide her through the amusement park while giving her the drug of me. That is all my guide is doing. That's all he's doing. He's guiding her. When you go on a tour, we've all done it. When you go on a tour, what do they just give you? Information or whatever it is they're touring. That's all. But you got to know yourself. That's what I'm saying, man. All right, Tyler, let me see what you got real quick before we wrap this joint up. Tyler, all right, image one. Here we go. Tyler, can I show this, the photo? I'm not going to, I don't want to show the photo because I don't know people. I want to show the photo, Tyler. Let me see something else. All right, let's see this. Here we go. I'm going to show you some of this shit. All right, so here we go. All right, here we go. So, let me see. All right, do you want to meet later? I'll be done by 5. All right, yes. All right, I want to meet you at the park. Lake, spread your ass cheeks. All right, meet me for hot cocoa at the cafe across the street. She said, Howard, and she said, okay. He says, next, 5 p.m. Okay, I'm super nervous. I don't see you. God, man, I'm a bad motherfucker. All right, here we go. Super nervous, I don't see you. All right. I don't know, I mean, she mean cologne, not perfume or whatever. I like how you taste the hot cocoa off your lips and see that? God, I tell you, so good. So good. Did I pass the kissing test? God, this is how easy it is. Yes, I got one impression. You have more to show me. You do like what? What is that perfume? I don't know why she says perfume. She might mean cologne, but what is that perfume? I can still smell it and taste it. How come you didn't, how come you don't answer? I hope Cookie is okay. Okay, goodbye. Okay, then I'll try tomorrow. Thanks for your help. Ha, ha, ha. Tyler's making a face. Let's see. That was a meeting in Cocoa. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on, Tyler. Let me see if I got it right. Let me see. Hey, there's another one. We did another one. Next one. Good morning. Sorry my phone was dead. I don't know what happened, but we don't have any power and I can't change it, so it's going off again. Just come back. I just came back. Excuse me. I just walked, okay, got a coffee just now. I'm back home. Hey, sweet, do you want to get together the 2nd of January, or are you able to meet with me tomorrow? I get off of work at 2. Yeah, I know. So let's say Sunday at this time, 10 a.m., the Coffee West. Okay, give it a thing, okay? See that? LOL, you're so specific. God damn. God, this is how beautiful this shit is. We keep going. You're so specific. All right, here we go. Hey, that's the kissing test. We already got that one. Hold on. Pass the kissing test. Hold on. This one is... Okay. All right, here we go. Says... Trying to get it focused, guys. You know what I'm saying? Come on, focus, bitch. There we go. Come on, grab it. Grab it. Hold on, guys. It's going to grab. Shit, this has to grab it. Here we go. Oh, come on, focus. Focus, girl. There we go. Yes, I understand. I'm sorry. Don't plan far out because my schedule kind of changing all the time. I don't want to play like that with your window at times ahead is what I meant. That's cool. Hit me when you're available. Okay, cool. We can talk then and set up the second time quality home and we can meet. Okay, sounds good. Smiley face. Just curious. You were here this morning at, you didn't want to see me? Hold on. Let me see here. Get to the next one. All right, here we go. Hold on, guy. Come on, grab it, girl. Come on. I'm about to do my workout, but I was wondering. It's okay. I get it. Busy person, but I like somebody that much. I would make time and put everything aside. Now I get it. I want a little bit of thinking that you were here. LOL, no worries. I am sorry. Okay, sorry for something that was bothering me, but I'm not okay. I want to start a workout and say thank you for listening. I got it. No, sounds like you are a very busy person, and I respect that. Come see me today. Come see me today. That's all he fucking said. K.A.K. got it. That should be the last one. Okay. So this one is... Come over here again tonight in my stomach, 7 in the morning. Saw your message. I'm in here, you know, Costco running errands. Thanks. And you're saying, meet me, have the boys. You put the thumbs up. What are you up to? Are you mad at me? No, he's not mad at all. I think that's the last one I've got, Tyler, 7 years, so that's it. So what I'm saying to you guys out there before we wrap all this up is, gentlemen, being in control is not just you being in control of yourself. It's controlling every situation that you're in, because you're in control of every situation that you're in. But nobody is teaching you that you're in control. See, you can't be in control looking outside of yourself for all the answers and stuff like that. It's not going to happen that way. And that's why a lot of guys have the problems and the issues that they have. But with that being said, gentlemen, when you guys get the opportunity, if you're new to this, as I know this is a brand new taste and all that other stuff, if you get the opportunity, gentlemen, go ahead and hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, get the notifications of the show, because we want to make sure that we give you all the information we possibly can all the time. You know what? I'm going to, hey, for all my guys, for you guys, I need to make a cheering thing, okay? Because we need to celebrate the guys on 12/15/21. Every time we have a show, until the thing is broken, we need to celebrate you guys for breaking the fucking record. Y'all killed the record that day. So we want to just make sure, give y'all a second shout out for breaking the record. 179 still stands. Hopefully that should stand till past 22. So we'll keep it going. But also, guys, what is very important, gentlemen, for you guys out there, before you go to bed, like I said before, make sure you go to the graveyard. Think about the graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there had something they had something in common, as that is, they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. Also, gentlemen, y'all know what I always tell you guys to do if you are listening and you are following me. Always remember, gentlemen, at the end of the day, I ask all you guys to go in your kitchen, get something to drink, go in your bathroom and cheer and toast yourself and celebrate yourself. Yashua, not yet. I might do another show on Christmas Eve. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll try to do that. Okay. We'll try to, because if I do it, I think I might want to do it on, if I was really Scrooge, because I'm not going to let some ghost try to change my fucking thought by showing me my past, my present, and my future. I think they got a Christmas Carol all fucking wrong, if you ask me. So we might do something on, and we might do it early. We might do it earlier. So if we do something on Scrooge or something like that, we'll probably do it maybe around 3 or something throughout the day or something like that, okay? Which one? Well, they're all the best ones, but you know what? The one I love the most, I can't find it on regular TV, but I found it on Hulu. The best one I like was the 3-hour one. It's a long one. FX came out with this real dark, dark, dark. Man, I think Ebenezer made some chick give him some ass. I think he got one of the chicks to fuck him. So I got to look at that shit again. But, yeah, there's a real good one. I like the Walt Disney one. I love the Walt Disney one they have with Jim Carrey as Scrooge. But I love that FX one. The FX one is like 3 hours. It's like, if it's like, look on Hulu, it's like 3 hours long and shit. And that one is really, it's really in depth. It's really deep. Okay. Tyler, I just want to say to you guys out there, I have no reason to be mad at you. The thing that I love about a woman is I want to make sure that any woman I mess with knows what she wants. I'm not mad at you. You're allowed to have your life, but I just want you to know that, you know, I'm never going to be mad at you. My biggest problem is not being mad at women. It's just losing interest in them because a lot of them are boring. So it's not a thing of being mad. I mean, you've got other risks. I'm not your responsibility or number one on your list of responsibilities. So I'm not mad. I understand. I get it. It's just if I want to see you and you're busy, I'm not mad at that. I just want you to give me an alternative time to show that you're interested. I don't want you to just say I'm busy. I want to know when you want to see me beyond the time that I give you. So that's what I would say to her. I would say that. But if we do a show, we'll do one early Christmas Eve. We got to do it early. So we'll do one early, maybe 1 or 2 East, about the Scrooge. I don't know how I'm going to name that shit, but no, how Ebenezer should have handled them damn ghosts. Or the, hey, matter of fact, I'm going to figure it out. It's going to be something on that. Because as I think about it, I don't want to talk about it too much right now. But if you think about it, you're actually being haunted by them fucking ghosts every damn day. And you don't even realize it. Now I think about it, you're being haunted by them motherfuckers. They haunt him on one day, but they haunt you every fucking day. They fucking haunt you every goddamn day. So we'll probably do something on that. We'll probably do something tomorrow, but it'll be early tomorrow, okay? We'll do an early one, not a late one, okay? So, guys, go ahead and add and all the other stuff, and we'll kick one off tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Guys, please toast yourselves. Please do your tables and all that stuff. Now, I'm about to get a crumpus. I'm about to get on Call of Duty. That motherfucker killed me one time, so I'm going to go fuck him up. Yeah, I'm on Call of Duty. I'm playing Call of Duty, and that motherfucker hunting me. He killed me twice. I avoided him once, and I shot him 3 times. He still killed my ass and shit like that, okay? Don't know, Checkmate, because I don't know. It's coming out next year. I don't know. You'll know. I'll let you know. I don't know yet. But anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm the dean. It's the Man Mindset. Guys, we'll probably, if we kick something off, we'll kick something off early, okay? Anyway, guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Guys, I'm the dean. It's the Man Mindset. And we will do a early Christmas Eve show on yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a show, something. I'm going to connect what fucking is going on with Ebenezer with y'all motherfucking asses. So we'll do that shit. Yeah, on Vanguard. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joshua. He chased me around the map, but I figured it out, dog. Every time I know he's chasing me, I'll look for a vehicle. As soon as I know he's chasing me, I'll hit the button and look at the map. Say, oh, shit, there's a bike. I'm either running to a vehicle or I'm going to go into a house where I can go upstairs. And that motherfucker got to come up with those steps, and I'm going to light his ass up. I bet the bank on that. Anyway, all right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and go, but we'll probably do something tomorrow, early tomorrow, on Christmas Eve and the three ghosts that haunt you. Why do they haunt you every day? Why do the three ghosts haunt you every day? All right, we'll probably do something on that, okay? So we'll do that early tomorrow, okay, guys? I'm the Dean, Man to Man Mindset. We'll talk to you guys in a few hours. Peace. Stop, come back. Yep. Oh, and some sick motherfuckers. Oh, I got my shots.